Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
May 31st, it's day one of Bilderberg 2012, and it's the Alex Jones Show. My name's Paul Joseph Watson, and I'll be filling in for the first half of the show because, as you know, Alex Jones and crew are live at the crime scene of Bilderberg 2012, where the criminals are now officially arriving. It's day one. And we're going to be going to Alex and crew down there at Ground Zero in Chantilly, Virginia, very shortly, in fact, in the next segment. But as you know, unprecedented security, you know, machine gun nests, mainstream media photographers being threatened with arrest. They've set up a half-mile security perimeter around the entire hotel. And it's all for over 100 of the world's most influential people meeting in secret with barely a whisper from the establishment media. Judging by the tweets, we've actually still got activists inside the Bilderberg Hotel. Of course, they received the letter, the ones that were able to book and actually have their bookings fulfilled. Alex Jones wasn't. He was politely informed 2 days beforehand he wouldn't even be able to get inside the hotel. But there are some activists who booked rooms in the days before the conference began, received letters saying they would be kicked out at noon on Thursday, and it's just coming up to that time now. So last we heard about an hour ago, there are still info warriors and activists inside the Bilderberg Hotel, so that could get very interesting indeed. But of course, again, massive media blockade, but it has thankfully been broken in the United States by the Washington Times, which reports today security tighter than ever at Bilderberg Conference. Chantilly's Westfield's Marriott Hotel is the site of an unprecedented security crackdown as the world's richest and most powerful arrive for the annual Bilderberg Conference. And it talks about hundreds of demonstrators arriving. Obviously, we're expecting closer to 1,000 at least over the course of the weekend, which is when most of the activists will be arriving. And it talks about, again, the half-mile perimeter around the hotel. All non-Bilderberg guests kicked out of their hotel rooms. They received the letter, as I said. And quote, a photographer for the Washington Times was told by law enforcement Wednesday that any attempt to get close to the building would result in arrest. So now, mainstream media photographers trying to cover a meeting of the global elite, the most influential people on the planet, are being threatened with arrest for doing so. So the Washington Times is covering it. How about the Washington Post? You know, financiers, corporate heads, NATO members, the cream of academia, media moguls, the most sought-after technology gurus on the planet, they're all at a clandestine meeting in the Washington Post backyard. You'd expect the Post to be covering it, wouldn't you? Well, not a whisper, not a sentence, not a single word from the Washington Post. And of course, what they normally do is report on the conference when it's over because they don't want to alert other media, other big media organizations to the fact that it started, that it's going on, because they want to keep it on lockdown for as long as possible, which is why most of the big media reports, if they're forced to make them, will come out on the last day or after the conference has actually ended. And why is the Washington Post so reluctant to report on the global powwow of 120 bigwigs in their own backyard? Well, it's because the publisher of the Washington Post is none other than Don Graham, who is, you guessed it, a regular Bilderberg member. So that's why this morning you're reading about Bilderberg in the Washington Times, but not in the Washington Post. And again, New York Times, ABC, CNN, BBC, absolutely nothing. Imagine if 120 movie stars, baseball stars from any, you know, genre, entertainment, politics, whatever, if they were meeting, you would get interest. And we've got, so far, nothing. There's been a Daily Mail report, which was largely focusing on our report about the security. A couple of others, but the Washington Times is the only media outlet in the United States to break the Bilderberg information blockade. And we're going to be live at the scene in Chantilly after this break with Alex Jones and crew.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew live on the scene. This is the first official day of Bilderberg. The global elite are arriving in their chauffeured limos. And, of course, all the activists there for Occupy Bilderberg are gathering at the scene. We're going to have Alex Jones live coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. We're going to hear some bullhorning as the Bilderberg members arrive. They're going to get a big Alex Jones bullhorn right in their face. And we've got reports coming in now that the police have started to harass Alex Jones. Last year in Switzerland, the police were pretty good, but already reports of police harassing Alex Jones, whether that's for using a recording device, we'll find out. Going live to the video now.
I've been told.
No, you don't understand. What I'm going to do is give you official notice from the security officer, so you can come over here and just say, hey, these guys are the
He's
ones...
He's not an officer. They're trying to blur the lines.
Security guards, security police.
I know the difference. I know.
Okay, I'm in the police department.
I know that, sir. Okay. I just want to go.
They can only represent the property owner's rights.
I know, but you are not working for them.
No, I'm leaving.
I just pulled into a parking lot.
Okay. But we're here
I don't
to,
care about the notice.
We're here to enforce.
I obviously don't want my thing getting towed. I know.
We're not going to tow while we're there.
I know.
Okay.
We're trying to leave. Okay. So if we pulled in here, we're already leaving.
Tell them to go ahead and go live to us on the radio.
You're live.
Yeah,
you're live.
Go ahead and bring us in.
Here you go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here right now. We are about, I don't know, 500 yards away from the protest, and we're driving around looking for parking and saw one area said, don't park over here. So we drove on to another area. Officer, I'm live on the air.
Okay.
And I got over here. Instantly, police were on us. Instantly, and they may be getting ready to try to set us up with a trespassing charge, not just a notice of it. Well, it doesn't matter. It's fine. We'll win, and we'll in a lawsuit.
Okay.
So I've tried to again, the sergeant people didn't violate our First Amendment yesterday. We're pressed, driving around in here, trying to find a place to park. They came over. The security guard said, you can't park over here. We're getting in the car to leave, and now they're blocking us in, escalating this. Now, again, network, do you hear me? Are we good? Are we good? Okay, so what we're going to do is, Richard, you're going to go park at that public area. You're going to get a cab and come back over here. I'll have this unit with me. I'm going to get out once we drive out.
Get to the park?
No, it's fine, but we don't want to say where that's at. Everybody's going to be there.
E.C. Lawrence Park.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we're going to go over there. I'm going to go stand over here on the sidewalk, and we'll meet back up with you. But we can't leave while we're blocked in by the squad car.
Right.
Okay, so, again, this is just ridiculous. Again, ladies and gentlemen, would have been over there to do the radio show right now. Again, they do not want big protest over here. So, obviously, all these big, you know, military-industrial complex things funded with your tax money, posing as private groups, do not want us parking in the parking lots. That's fine. We're going to go find parking lots elsewhere, but in the whole continuum of this stuff, now we're blocked in here, and I guess we'll probably wait all day for the Lordship security officer to show up here and give us a notice that they don't want us on this private property. When, again, I saw the signs over there and thought, oh, that must be their property.
Well, you did see the signs.
No, I saw signs. I'm going to say it again. I saw signs over there, and I thought, and I said to them, I said, well, that must be owned by the Marriott. They don't want us here. I said, let's go look and try to find some public parking. This is a big, giant complex. And so that's what happened, and that's what we're here doing. And no, I'm not lying.
And I'm trying to help you.
No, I understand, but I'm not.
I told you where to park.
I know, officer, but you're trying. But there you are, twisting it. I told you earlier before you went live. I said I saw the signs over there saying that private property. It didn't even say don't park. It said private property. I thought, well, they must own that because I know they also own another office park. So I thought we'll come look for public parking over here.
You got a great
now,
voice, man.
Now we've been blocked in. Now we've been blocked in right here in America. Now here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming live right here, and look at this guy with his eyes all lit up like he's looking at Al-Qaeda or something. We're just trying to get out of here.
We would like to leave, sir.
We're just trying to get out of here. We're just driving around looking for public parking. Yeah, we're trying to go. The police blocked us, and we're unable to leave. And they're asking for our license when he knows full well I'm Alex Jones. I've already talked to his sergeant yesterday.
I wasn't asking from you. I was asking from them because I don't know.
That's Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes. They're all radio TV hosts. That's Richard Reeves. The point is, we know we've been told that this is the same as that, because we saw don't park up, or not don't park, we saw private property over there. Yeah, we're trying to leave, did you not ask the police to keep us here?
Go ahead and load up in the car then.
Okay, yes, we're trying to leave. That's what we tried to do earlier. Okay, Richard, I'll carry this, or one of the camera guys can. Aaron, once you get this over there, it'll be fine.
Not a crime.
Get all of our equipment. I mean, yeah, hell, they got satellites and drones watching us. I mean, hell, this is the... No, we're going to walk out of here in this vehicle. He's going to drive out. Okay, there's no point. Now, listen, this is, again, live coordination on air. Richard, go find a place that's public to park. Go find it. Yeah, we're just walking off the property. Just walking off. We won't come back on it. Oops. Anyways, it's fun now. Richard, get yourself a cab. Come back. Great job. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do here is, Paul Watson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. We are getting off of their lordship's property here. Let me get this baby up. I got the one that works. We put fresh batteries in this. Hey, Richard, is this the one with fresh batteries? Again, guys, keep shooting because we got live Skype video here. Anyways, what's going on? Is this the one with the biggest batteries?
They're both the same.
Okay, great. Let me see the other one. This one sounds pretty good. Let me see the other one. I don't think this one's as good. Let me see that. Hello. Yeah. Well, we were planning to get our equipment ready. I'm leaving in just a minute, officer. And I know we're live on the radio, folks. Just keep streaming.
No radio?
Do what? Yeah, we're good. Man, I tell you, these have new batteries?
I got new batteries, too.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's fine, then. All right, thank you, officer.
All right, man.
Glad we got out of this without a scrape.
I'm glad to finally met you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, too. What's your name?
Kiefer.
Officer Kiefer, good to meet you. Yeah, all the other guys were real nice. Some said they were listeners. But literally, I saw the don't park over there, or the no trespassing thing, and was looking around for somewhere.
Yeah,
and then you guys were instantly on us.
Public parking closed.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fantastic. All right, Paul Watson, how long do we go to break here?
I think we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes here. That just gives us time to see the big crowd up there. Why don't you guys go ahead of me? And be careful, don't fall over or anything at the last minute. And let's get around the corner over there and show that big crowd of people already massing, despite the fact that this big military-industrial complex area certainly does not want us parking here. They figured out that 4 years ago we parked in these big semi-empty parking lots over here. And again, if you can show people, this is where I saw the signs saying private property, so I thought, hell, it's okay to park over here. So I didn't see notices over on that side. Anyways, I thought we could find something around here. Oh, I understand. No, I believe you. I just didn't understand that. No, I understand. I just don't want you to think I was lying to you, officer.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex,
yes, Watson.
You were able to be in that location back in 2008 then?
Yes, we were in this location back in 2008. Well, we're even one office park over from that location. They've got police. They had notices about how it's private property over on this one area. So we drove hundreds of yards down to another office park, and there weren't any signs there. And, again, this is just ridiculous. But that isn't what matters. I've got a big notebook here from now four different sources inside Bilderberg. I talked to Daniel Estelin last night. He had a media contact here, and I'm just sitting out there on the deck of a hotel with Jim Tucker, and Estelin hadn't talked to him in years called, so he's on. Coming up, you'll be able to interview him. Again, I'm carrying the mobile radio unit and the bullhorn here. Aaron, do me a favor. Once you get up to this point, will you carry this just when I first start bullhorning? It's like you're in the Army or something. Good job. Thank you, officer.
Hey, make sure you
that's good.
Okay?
I'll just stay close to you. Thank you. What'd you say, sir? I missed it. What? Oh, yeah, thank you. Police officers tell me make sure I hydrate. Are we still on? Everything good, guys?
Alex, I've been seeing reports about cops saying they don't want to be filmed. Is that the case?
Yeah, they were just saying wasn't he just saying don't film him earlier to Jacobson, the police officer?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Virginia isn't one of the states. It's like Maryland and Illinois and I think 10 others. Where they arrest you for filming police and call it wiretapping in public places. And most of them get thrown out of courts, but they've got such police state-loving juries in places like Illinois They're going for life in prison sentences.
Well, I noticed his glasses are recording. He asked if I had them. I don't know if they would have considered that something.
Oh, his glasses were recording?
Yeah, they got the camera right here. He admitted it.
And then he was asking if your glasses were recording.
I said, it would be all right if police said, I don't care.
Well, of course. I mean, I've got to say these Fairfax police are about as nice as it gets, but there's just an example, though. Do you see the security guards bugging their eyes out at us?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no real threat in this country except for the criminal government. And so they're just looking for some threat. They're looking for somebody who's bad, and it's them. It's the Bilderberg Group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to salute these people. Maybe you guys should cut to the feed Jacobson's on so people can hear this. Bilderberg traitors! We're exposing you, criminals! Yeah! Oh, this is ridiculous. All this equipment. Oh, man. Oh, listen to that crowd. Yeah!
All right, folks, here it is.
Freedom! It's a word they don't want to hear around here. This is New World Order Empire Central. Yeah, skip the break. Hell, we skipped the Okay, yeah. Move the mic away. I'm being too loud. This is going to be really exciting. Look at all these great people, and it really doesn't even kick off until tonight and tomorrow.
Watch that mud.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, get a shot of these folks up here. And, of course, we're sending out live feeds, not just on radio and XM 166. Hi, how you doing? Hi, what's your name?
Jam. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
We are so
stoked. Say hi to all the radio listeners and viewers. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah! This is fantastic. Awesome. Oh, it's going to get better. This is Thursday in the afternoon. Everybody's going to get here later. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah! Freedom! Long live the Republic! Death to the New World Order! Yeah! Oh, look at the dinosaur media. Hey, get a shot of the dinosaur media.
Is it true Chuck Norris is going to be here today?
That'd be great if Chuck Norris showed up.
No, at part of the conference.
But Aaron, would you really
I doubt say? That. No, I hadn't heard that. What are you guys with, like Democrat comedy media or something?
How much have you made off trying to stir up people's emotions and these type of things?
Well, not as much as the bomb makers and globalists that are in here, the trillions they've stolen of taxpayer money. But yeah, freedom is successful. We're starting to beat the globalists. We're exposing their organization. I want to salute everybody that is here. I want to thank all of you for standing up against tyranny. The Bilderberg Group is extremely upset that you're here. They're extremely upset that they're in dozens and dozens of newspapers and on television right now. The system knows that humanity is waking up. The system knows. The system is scared of the people. The system is beginning to panic. And it's because of people like you that we will defeat this foreign criminal global mafia that is trying to take our society over. I'm going to throw it back to Paul Watson for about 10 minutes. I'm going to come back. Daniel Esselin's coming up on the radio and more. And I'm going to be addressing the Bilderberg scum. And so are you as they begin arriving in the next few hours. It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. The people strike back.
Yeah.
Okay. Back here. And Alex Jones doing what Alex Jones does best. You'll notice there was some kind of sniveling little mainstream media hack in there who tried to point the finger of accusation at Alex and all the protesters there as if they were getting something out of what they're doing. These are people who have travelled hundreds of miles to great expense. They're spending money on hotels. They're spending money on filming equipment, cameras, camcorders, iPhones. They're getting 2-3 hours sleep a night covering this. And yet this sniveling little mainstream media hack points the finger at them when they should be pointing the finger at the people inside the damn hotel who are creating all the wars, collapsing the economies, and yet, you know, somehow we're under the spotlight for some reason. Again, there's an amazing We Are Change video which had just come out, which is going to be on prisonplanet.com in a short while. And it's Lawrence O'Donnell, and that exchange you heard previously just reminded me of it again. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC, and basically Luke Radowski goes up to him and says, what do you think about the Bilderberg group? And O'Donnell says, well, I've never heard of it. Radowski says, well, it's a meeting of the most influential people on the planet. O'Donnell, in his sneering mainstream MSNBC pathetic collapsing ratings arrogance, comes back and says, no, it's not. He said, I have no idea what it is, so it's not. So because of the fact that he hasn't even heard of what the Bilderberg Group is, what it does, that means it just must not exist, or it just must have no significance whatsoever. And it's just the leering elitism of this brain-dead teleprompter reader as he stands there. He can't even look Luke in the face. He's so high and mighty on his peanut gallery perch. It's like, it's beneath him to even talk to the alternative media. And this is why, the meeting of the 120 of the most powerful people on the planet is only in one US newspaper or even news outlet full stop so far, the Washington Times. Nothing in the Washington Post, MSNBC, nothing. Probably because they hire idiots like Lawrence O'Donnell who get up there and say, oh, just because I don't know anything about it, that must mean it has no significance. Just the height of arrogance and ignorance, just because he's ignorant of it, it doesn't exist, has no influence. And again, you saw it there in that exchange. Going back to the hassle with the police, there's already YouTube videos about activists getting pulled over by the police, having their cars searched, not even within the perimeter of the hotel, just on the roads outside. There's videos of police claiming that they can't be filmed by activists, when of course we know that all the court cases say that that's not the case. You can film the police. It's a public area, no expectation of privacy. So we've got a lot of harassment going on, and it's literally, a few hours into the start of the conference. Talking about trespassing, I remember, of course, last year in Switzerland, we were just driving up the mountain road there near the hotel in St. Moritz with Aaron Dykes. We got pulled over for trespassing, and we were just on a main road. We had to basically pay off the cops just to get out there. But Alex has thankfully been allowed to leave the area when they were just trying to find a public parking space. And he's going to have some more bullhorning coming up. Going back to the media coverage, of course, we've got the Washington Times, we've got Daily Mail. Canadian newspapers have basically gone wild for the Bilderberg Group. There's an argument going on between two of their elected representatives, basically a slanging match between Bilderberg attendee Alison Redford, who is the Alberta premier, and her political adversary called Danielle Smith. And as we reported yesterday, Redford is this prominent global warming alarmist who's attending Bilderberg this year to push the UN's Agenda 21 and the post-industrial revolution, which in fact, if you go to the Bilderberg meetings website, this is now the new official website of the Bilderberg Group, they've actually just, as of about half an hour ago, put out their official press release. Now, of course, routinely, this press release never gets into any details and is very vague in the topics that it says the group is going to cover. And we've actually got that press release. You probably can't show it on screen because of the all the different cameras we've got running. They can't show screenshots. But we've got Bilderberg 2012 discussing transatlantic relations, evolution of the political landscape in Europe and the US, austerity and growth in developed economies. That's Agenda 21. That's reducing living standards. That's a translation. Cybersecurity, again, the US and Israel caught creating all the viruses, then calling for cybersecurity so they can shut down the internet. That's another key topic of discussion. Energy challenges, that's the post-industrial revolution, jacking up energy prices to lower people's living standards. The future of democracy, well, democracy ain't got much of a future with 120 people who are supposedly representing us meeting in secret and making policy. So not much future in that. And Russia, China, and the Middle East. They've actually, this is quite unprecedented too. They've already released the full list of participants on the official Bilderberg website. Now, I remember last year in Switzerland, it wasn't until the second or third day in. It's normally towards the end of the conference that they do that. Well, I'm just going down the list here looking for notable names. Of course, we've got many of the usual suspects. Kenneth Clark, of course, Lord Chancellor, Secretary of Justice from Britain. Just looking at the USA attendees. Governor of Indiana, Daniel Jr. Mitchell. Sorry, Mitchell Daniels, Governor of Indiana. Christopher DeMuth, Distinguished Fellow, Hudson Institute. And Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor, the White House. So the White House is actually represented at the Bilderberg Group. Of course, back in, I believe it was 2009, we had an Obama representative go and visit with the Bilderberg Group. Of course, Obama himself and Hillary most likely did attend the 2008 meeting, which was also in Chantilly. So now we got Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor at the White House. They're scheming with heads of foreign corporations, academia, media moguls. Going down the list again, this is the official released list on the Bilderberg website. We're going to get this up as soon as possible, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's, of course, BilderbergMeetings.org. Niall Ferguson, Lawrence A. Tisch, Professor of History, Harvard University. Niall Ferguson, of course, he's a big mainstream historian. He's at the current meeting. So I'm seeing a lot of new faces on this list. Of course, Donald Graham, Chairman, CEO, Washington Post Company. That's why the Washington Post ain't reporting on Bilderberg. We're going to continue going through this official list of Bilderberg attendees 2012 Chantilly after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned. Back, it's Bilderberg 2012, and we've got the official attendee list of the global elite there in Chantilly. John Kerry, Senator for Massachusetts, violating the Logan Act. A lot of usual faces, but a lot of surprises, of course. Now we're ready to go live to Alex. Alex, we've got the official attendee list.
Amazing. That's huge news. We just got the official attendees list. Get it out, Watson, and get it up on drudgereport.com. That's by the way, right. The Drudge Report, more than the Washington Times, more than even WorldNet Daily, we've all done great jobs reporting on this and breaking the electronic Berlin Wall. The Drudge Report 4-5 years ago started really bringing our information out. I know we even linked to the Intel Hub the other day. That was really exciting. So a lot of great things are happening. Our time is coming because people are counting the cost and realizing the globalists are incredibly dangerous. The status quo means giving into eugenics, death, and world government. Paul, let me talk about 5 minutes here and let you get that posted. Have you been able to post that official list that we got from our little bird? You got it at Infowars.com?
We're posting it right now at Infowars.com.
Okay, fantastic. Paul, I'm going to get off the phone and let you call Kurt real quick or off the Skype and make sure that gets posted and everything. We do that right now?
Kurt's already posting it. He knows.
No, I know. But what's the provenance? Is he saying where it came from and stuff?
It's on the official Bilderberg website. They've released it already.
Sure, I understand. So they put it out there. All right, good. The Bilderberg group themselves... again, that didn't exist a few years ago, has released the list themselves. Paul, then start going over that list. But I want to post it as Infowars.com with a link to them at the bottom. And then we can link to our page there as well. I'm just directing everybody from here in Chantilly. Please continue, Paul Watson. Go over the list for people that is just now going up at Infowars.com.
Okay, I'm going through the USA names, of course. Keith Alexander.
Start over. Start over, and I'll come back in 5 minutes.
Okay, that's Alex Jones. He'll be back soon. We're going over the official Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Some interesting names on there and some usual suspects. I'm just going through the list of USA attendees because there's so many. They're not characterized by country. They're characterized by name. So going off the top, Keith Alexander, Commander, U.S. Cyber Command Director, National Security Agency. He's going to be meeting with the... Microsoft chaps, the Google chaps, the Facebook chaps, the LinkedIn chaps, to make sure that that fusion of social networking and national snooping is definitely in vogue. That's one of the topics actually in the official Bilderberg press release. They're talking about cybersecurity once again, after, of course, it was the US and Israel not only got caught releasing the Stuxnet virus, but also the new Flame virus. Basically, Israel again has come out and admitted they did it. So while they're pushing for internet control and censorship of free speech because of cybersecurity threats, they're meeting at Bilderberg to discuss cybersecurity threats. They're the ones creating the cybersecurity threats. You know the drill by now. So going down this list, Roger Altman, Evercore Partners, of course, we've got a lot of corporate people there. Royal Highness Prince Philip of Belgium, he's a regular attendee. We got Nick Bowles, Member of Parliament, Great Britain. He's violating the law. Of course, Tony Blair attended in 93, went on to become Prime Minister. There's another We Are Change video where Luke confronts Tony Blair about the fact he lied in front of Parliament and claimed that he never attended Bilderberg. In the video, which is at prisonplanet.com, Blair admits he did attend Bilderberg in 1993. So he's been caught lying to Parliament. So now we've got another Member of Parliament, Nick Bowles, there from Britain, again continuing on the Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Mitchell Daniels Jr., Governor of Indiana. Of course, we were looking for the potential VP pick for Mitt Romney's running mate. I'm going to have to check if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but we're going to look at the names for that. Thomas Donilon, as I said before, National Security Advisor of the White House. So the Obama administration, again, has a representative at Bilderberg, as they did back in 2009. Robert Dudley, BP, of course, all the oil companies represented. Goldman Sachs. Oh, Michael Evans, Vice Chairman, Global Head of Growth Markets, Goldman Sachs. Of course, Goldman Sachs have used their technocrats to basically take over the IMF and the entire European economy. We've got the EU titans, Van Rompuy and Trichet, according to Jim Tucker meeting there. Don't know if they're on this list or not, but routinely, some of the bigger names that you see attending at Bilderberg and the ones that have been photographed will not appear on this official list. It's important to stress, this is not an exhaustive list. This is merely the people who have consented to appear on the list. If attendees wish to opt out of the list, they don't appear on it, but they can appear at the conference because they've been photographed. HSBC, of course, all the banks represented. Austin Goolsbee, Professor of Economics, University of Chicago, academia represented. Again, Donald Graham, Washington Post Company. That's why you're not reading about it in the Washington Post, even though it's in their backyard, because he's sworn to secrecy. We've got Britt Harris, Teacher, Retirement System of Texas. Reid Hoffman, co-founder, executive chairman, LinkedIn. Again, that's the mesh between social media, the CIA, and the National Security Agency, because, of course, it's a giant spying database. That's what it was always intended to be. We've got another representative from China. Of course, last year we had a Chinese representative, and that was abnormal. We've got one again this year. Yiping Huang, Professor of Economics, China Center for Economic Research. John Huntsman, of course, US presidential candidate, dropped out quite early. His team, of course, vigorously attacked the Ron Paul campaign at every turn, put out fake information about Ron Paul, attempting to portray him as a racist. John Huntsman is at Bilderberg 2012, so he certainly inserted himself back into the elitist fold after his failed presidential venture. Again, continuing down this list of official Bilderberg 2012 attendees, Eric Israelitz, CEO Le Monde, that's the French newspaper, Kenneth Jacobs, Chairman CEO Lazard, James A. Johnson, Vice Chairman Perseus LLC, and of course, that was the guy who back in 2008 picked Barack Obama's running mate, Joe Biden. So he's there again. He's always there when there's a US presidential election to be manipulated. So James A. Johnson again. Vernon Jordan, senior manager Lazard, he's a regular attendee from my knowledge. Continuing on the list, John Kerry, as I said before, Senator from Massachusetts, John Kerry, of course, former presidential candidate himself back in 2004, and Skull and Bones member. Remember the Skull and Bones presidential election when he ran against George W. Bush. So John Kerry, along with Huntsman, is at the 2012 Bilderberg Conference. Henry Kissinger, of course, on the steering committee, war criminal. The Alberta Premier I discussed earlier gave an elitist scoffing remark when she was criticised for attending Bilderberg. She said it was, you know, that her political adversary was not sophisticated enough to understand that this is a sophisticated confab that's necessary for world affairs. Not very sophisticated meeting with a war criminal, Henry Kissinger, okay? Don't try and pass it off as that. So Kissinger's there again. Klaus Kleinfeld, Chairman CEO, Alcoa. And I'm just reading out the USA ones. I'm not even going to get to the European ones because obviously it's a list of 140-odd people. Henry Kravis, Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, he was there last year. Marie-Josie Kravis Udston Institute, that's his wife. Fred Krupp, President, Environmental Defense Fund. Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, we know the Agenda 21 and ecological sustainability is going to be on the agenda. We leaked that on, I believe it was a couple of days ago. And, of course, that's all designed to hijack the environmental movement. The global warming, the man-made global warming mantra has largely been discredited, so now they're going to shift it into endangered species and other environmental threats to try and push through that carbon tax, which you pay straight to Al Gore's back pocket. So we've got Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp representing the USA at Bilderberg 2012. We've got some people from Israel there. Cheng Li, Director Research, China Center, Brookings Institution. Of course, they've been putting out numerous reports calling for an invasion of Syria. So that could very well be on the agenda. The Dow Chemical Company. Okay, now we're going back to Alex Jones, live at Bilderberg 2012.
Now again, directly here from the scene, what I want to do is, Paul, just so I don't just sit here and host the show the entire time myself, when we're bullhorning and things, I want the guys to fade you down occasionally and go back to the live feed, because the guys, as I... they're not going to cut into you when you're talking. So you're going to have to, every few minutes or so, remind them to go to the feed so everybody can see this, who's watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the free streams at InfoWars.com, Ustream, you name it. Because they're now bringing in some of these barricades here in front of us. The police now are being told to white glove. That is a cool shirt that guy's got over there, where it shows a photographer as a target. That's a great We Are Change shirt. All of this is going on. Oh, there goes one of the AMCN-37. I want to get these license plates. And these guys have these black Suburbans, and they feel all powerful. They're part of the in-group. You're nobody. You're being injected with cancer viruses. There's probably about 20 police out here. And I said, hey, I bet some of you got autistic or mentally retarded children from the vaccines and the GMO, and a couple of cops got mad. See, I'm bad telling them why their children are brain damaged. I'm bad telling them why their wife's dying of cancer at 36. I'm bad for telling them they're being murdered. Literally. It's a Stockholm syndrome where they love their abusers. They love their abusers. That is what is going on here. Paul, how much of the list have you gone through?
Gone through most of it. Some interesting people on there. John Kerry, John Huntsman, of course, usual suspects, Google, Microsoft. The Obama White House has their national security advisor there, so they're represented once again. A lot of new names
The way they're acting, they're probably going to have Obama or Romney or somebody slinking in here. One of these criminals. All right, again. All right, there's the head police guy right there. Can you come talk to me, please, sir?
Which one?
I remember you're riding around on the golf cart. Can you take me to the leader? Can I talk to somebody from the police department, please? From the Fairfax County Sheriff's Officer, whatever it is. No, I need to talk to somebody. They wanted to talk to me at the beginning. I need to talk to one of you guys. Again, we get the silence of when the NSA is listening to our phones. They just sit there and go, yeah, it's criminal, we do it, so what? Your bank account's ours. Seriously. Hey, I need you guys to talk to whoever's in charge. You guys came to me yesterday as a leader of the protest. I need to speak to you. All right. Again, I want to talk to you guys. I need to talk to some of the police. Here, you going right now? You streaming live? Here. Guys, are we on air right now? Here, I'm going to go over and talk to the police. Come on, let's go talk to them here. Let's go. Who's in charge here, guys? But you obviously couldn't hear me when I was over there. I know, but we're here, we're citizens. I need to talk to somebody.
Not on the middle of the road.
Okay, well, who's your commander? Okay, who's your commander? See, there, that is secret police right there. And look, he's pushing me. I don't need to be pushed. I need to know who Sergeant, who's your superior? Who's your superior? Who's your superior? Are you their superior? Okay, well, do I need to go to the police department and talk to him? So I need to go over there. I mean, that's not an unreasonable request. Hey, do you really think sodium fluoride is good for you? Well, where's the property line? Right here?
Is that good?
You savored telling me step back. Are you like a big wimp that got into this so you can beat people up? Because the cops I met yesterday weren't like that.
The Nazi said I was just following
It doesn't
orders.
Matter. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen to this country? You guys are going to be in a lot of trouble.
You're just following orders. I understand.
Can you guys just not act pathetic? Do you realize Hillary Clinton was fined $300,000, what was it, 94 for this meeting? This is illegal. And all I want to do is talk to whoever's in charge. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a reasonable request because it's wrong to be doing everything you guys can. Look at those sacks of garbage over there. The worst is the security guys. They are always think they're so good. Those guys are nobodies. I'll never believe how these little nobodies think they're so powerful. It's so incredibly pathetic. I am going down there today. And again, once the protest starts, I mean, one reason they're probably a little more grumpy today is everybody's saying scumbag and stuff to the hotel workers driving in. That's another issue, folks. You might just want to actually call the limousine scumbags because the hotel workers, half of them don't even know what's going on. Okay, well, later I am going to go down there to the sheriff's department. I guess that's what you guys want down there. Doesn't matter. Because they've militarily trained them, and militaries are designed to fight enemies. That's why we don't have peace officers anymore. We have an occupied government. We have TSA on the highways, totally out of their jurisdiction. They're hiring defrocked pedophiles to head the TSA up. CBS News, because that's what it is. Now, most of these guys aren't pedophiles. These are just military types. You know, that military mindset, and we are the Iraqis. We are the Russians. That's just some driver getting ready to pick people up. They will have the stupid little B in the window like we don't know that code word. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you, man. Good to meet you in person after all these years.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I hope I can interview with you later.
Absolutely. I want to talk to all you guys. Hey, Watson, you still there on the radio live?
Yeah, we're still here watching you live, Alex.
Again, for XM listeners on channel 166 and other systems, keep listening to the radio. You can go to InfoWars.com. There is free video streams. So you can actually put faces to all the things that we're doing right here. Again, I met with the police yesterday. They were really, really nice. Off the side, a few said, yeah, we listened to the show, a few of them. Today, most of these police are nice, but I haven't been here till now with protests. People are yelling scumbag and stuff. So I'm sure the police think the people are talking about them. And then the cops start acting tough. And then there's always a few of them you can tell weren't too tough growing up. And now they want to show you they're tough. And then, of course, you just point that out to them and they get embarrassed. And it is embarrassing. You know, the ridiculous exercise of power is embarrassing. I have a lot of power. I have 15 million listeners. And sometimes I misuse it. It's embarrassing. But, you know, the point is that we're here confronting a global mafia. In fact, Paul, why don't you do it? Why don't we get Kurt Nemo or Paul or one of you guys do an article about the Logan Act and how this is illegal? Why don't we do a report on that? We need a report pointing out the Bilderberg meeting is illegal. That's the headline. I mean, I'm telling these guys it's illegal and they're rolling their eyes at me.
Now we'll be right back. I want to write an article about that with links to the Bilderberg 2012. Stay tuned.
Back on the Alex Jones Show on this May 31st edition. And, of course, it's the first day of Bilderberg 2012. We've got police harassing activists already. Reports of people getting pulled over, vehicles search, criminal background checks run. Alex Jones and crew tried to park in a public parking lot, were kicked out, police tried to intimidate them. And now Alex Jones is live on the scene with the bullhorn, and he's joined by Adam Kokesh of Adam versus the Man.
Yes, so yes, and I just want to be clear. Now, are we ever sending out this Skype feed that we have, or is that needed, or should Aaron go to live feed? Okay, that's live right now. Yes, it is live right now, Aaron. Okay, fantastic. Great job, guys. Okay, fantastic. We got double boxes up there on TV right now. Adam Kokesh, you got here about 3 hours before we did. Tell us, host of Adam versus the Man, tell us what you witnessed.
Sure. Well, we had kind of an uneasy standoff until about an hour ago, where the entire crowd was out here on the sidewalk on the public property, and the police had their checkpoint well away from the cameras, where you couldn't see what was going on. You couldn't really see who was involved. And one of the gentlemen here, as part of the protest, decided to go and ask for identification for the officers involved in order to report them as violators of the Logan Act, and use that, as you did, as a way of simply starting a conversation, having it in an official capacity, saying this is something that you are obligated to do. As an honest member of law enforcement, you have an obligation to identify yourself by name and badge number. And what prompted their response that you see now, where we're all pushed back and barricaded in here, was that he was completely rebuffed in all of his attempts. They let him, as they pushed the crowd of us back that were trying to record what was going on, they allowed him to write down names and badge numbers, but there was no official communication at all. And it seems it's one of those really weird things. Like you said, you can point out the psychological underpinnings of the insecurities of these officers and embarrass them, but they are relatively disciplined, and they understand, even though they're local Fairfax County, Virginia officers, that this is a special event, and you're not obligated to do your normal duties as a law enforcement agent.
And everywhere the globalists go, they turn it into a police state and a martial law drill. All over the world, it's standardized.
Of course. And so what we have now is where people are being barricaded back, specifically here to the public
property.
This
is what went on in Iraq when you were there. I mean, the exact same science of control is being brought here.
Well,
the drones, the face scanning.
Man, what I would compare more to my time in Iraq was what happens at a TSA checkpoint. You know, when I ran an entry control point at a civil military operations center in Fallujah, and in order to let an Iraqi into our facility, they would have to get a pat-down, similar to what happens at a TSA checkpoint.
No, they admit at MIT developed that in Iraq for the U.S. It's a laboratory.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's perfect. And now you see here, even in Virginia, like, I feel less safe than I've ever. I'm going to, I'm really tempted to move out and join you in Texas, man. At least if there's any chance of secession. But, you know, here in Virginia, the governor is saying that we need more drones for law enforcement, and his justification for it is how successful they've been on the battlefield. And what he's telling us is that he's going to turn this into a battlefield. He's going to keep the police imposing the same kind of martial law that we were imposing in Iraq. And that was my big objection. It wasn't law. It wasn't law and order. It was martial law. And it's the same thing here. Now what we have is not a response from law enforcement that is intended to protect and serve. They won't even converse with people here beyond issuing orders. And this is exactly the kind of...
They train them to dehumanize us and dehumanize themselves.
Absolutely. The same way that we dehumanize the enemy in Iraq. It's the exact same thing. They're the Praetorian Guard, especially those here. But what's so sick about the modern police state is that well-intentioned officers all over the country are now in a position where they basically at any time get drafted into what really here today is very especially a manifestation of the Praetorian Guard.
Oh, we got to move back. More barricades.
Of the superclass.
All right, we're going to break, folks. Paul Watson. We're going to get Daniel Estelin coming on at 8 after. Stay with us. Infowars.com's got the list. Infowars.com.
Okay, that's Alex Jones live on the scene at Chantilly. Of course, the 2012 Bilderberg Conference. We've got the official attendee list now released on the Bilderberg website.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies! ladies and gentlemen, we are live here at the scene of the Global Crime Mafia meeting 2012, Bilderberg 2012. We are here to let the criminals know that we are identifying them and identifying their globalist takeover and their open announcement that the UN and NATO run our military and our Congress is vestigial. We are here to let them know that their world government has been identified and they thought they'd implode the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down. Answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to tyranny is liberty. The answer to tyranny is resistance. And you are the resistance. You are the answer to tyranny.
We are
the resistance. Daniel Estulin is coming up on my radio show in a minute. I'm going to go over there. You guys keep protesting. I'm going to interview him with some breaking intel. We just got the list. It's up at Infowars.com. If any of you want to check it out, listening on the radio or anywhere else. And we are going to continue as more people arrive. Most people are coming tomorrow and over the weekend because they're debt slaves like all of us to these systems. We are here, and this is historic. Paul Watson, give us your take on this.
It's historic, Alex, and it's just amazing the amount of people that are there. It's Occupy Bilderberg, of course. We've got kind of the left and right combining for this one. And it's set to be the biggest protest against Bilderberg ever. And just in anticipation of that, I was referencing earlier these new We Are Change videos, which are up on prisonplanet.com. And in these videos, Luke confronts both Tony Blair and Lawrence O'Donnell, the MSNBC host. With Blair, he went to Bilderberg in 1993, of course, went on to become British Prime Minister in 97, just as Bill Clinton attended Bilderberg, went on to become president before him. And Blair actually lied before Parliament and said that he never attended Bilderberg. And yet in this confrontation, which is on prisonplanet.com by We Are Change, Blair openly admits he did attend Bilderberg. So in that one confrontation, he admits he actually lied to Parliament back when he was asked about it. We're bringing Alex up now, Alex Jones.
Lies, 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 lies! A bunch of liars! And we're identifying them and they can't stand it. I want to salute everybody that's out here today!
Yeah!
All right, folks, I'm going to go to the radio show for a while. I'll be back. Daniel Estulin's coming up. You folks are awesome! This is history-making. What's happening? And it was about 100 degrees out here last year. I'm loving this weather compared to or 4 years ago. Doesn't it seem like yesterday for those that were out here 4 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I salute you.
Woo.
All right, Watson, take us out to break.
I met you last time.
Okay, we're going to go back to Alex shortly where he's going to interview Daniel Estulin, of course, author of the true story of the Bilderberg Group, to get an insight into more of Bilderberg's 2012 agenda, because we've got the press release on Bilderberg's official website. Of course, we know a couple of years ago they were forced to set up their official website after pretending they didn't exist for decades. And it's the usual vague reference to what they're discussing, no detail whatsoever. They're talking about the political, economic and societal issues like transatlantic relations again. That could be anything. It's so vague. They do mention they're discussing cybersecurity, as was the case last year in Switzerland, austerity growth in developed economies. We're going to cover it all with author Daniel Estulin and Alex Jones on the other side of the break. You can watch the Ustream live at Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am coming to you from the ground right outside the Brooksfield Marriott, where the Bilderberg Group is now set to meet for its third time in the last two decades. And there is already a crowd of about 200 people out here, even though the real demonstrations don't start till tonight. Most people can't get here until, obviously, Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be here right through the itinerary and the list. The new Bilderberg list 2012 is up at Infowars.com. Now, for the next 30 minutes, joining us from Europe is the best-selling author of Club Bilderberg, and he's got a great sources inside Bilderberg. We've now gotten some sources as well, not just on the hotel staff, but close to Bilderberg. And Jim Tucker gave us a big data download. I'm going to give you next hour. But Daniel Estulin is working on a lot of new stuff right now. And he joins us. So fantastic to be able to get him on, a very busy guy. And again, Paul Watson is from England. He's sitting in the wings in case I have any technical problems. And I'm here on the ground with Aaron Dykes. Of course, Rob Jacobson, Richard Reeves, and others. I just want to salute all the great folks that are out here. It's amazing to see the light of liberty in all their eyes. Daniel Estulin, wonderful to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, brother. How you doing, man?
I am good, Daniel. Please tell us, I talked to you yesterday. You say you've got some amazing intel on Bilderberg from your source. What's happening in the world of Bilderberg from your perspective?
Well, I think without wasting too much time, we can go into this morning's discussion, Alex, if you want. We can start with that, and then we can maybe talk a little bit about what they're planning to do over the next couple of days. Now, one of the key conclusions from this morning is that the United States wants the dollar to fall in value against the Chinese yuan. Now, obviously, this is not a great piece of news. A lot of us who have been into this, we've known about this for a long time. But it's interesting, the actual discussion itself and the development of how these people at this meeting, about 125 individuals who have a lot of power amongst them and between them, how they actually went about talking about this whole idea of destroying the value of the United States dollar against the Chinese yuan. Now, naturally, Washington won't be able to publicly say that. So what they do is they do the next best thing. They make it politically feasible to blame China for all the problems that have beset the United States. Now, Washington shifts the blame to China, when in reality, what Washington wants is, again, according to what these people talked about, a devalued dollar, number two, the inflation a devalued dollar will cause, and number three, obviously, you can inflate away its debt and obligation. Thing is, the people are the guinea pigs in all of this, especially the American people. Your wealth, our wealth is at risk. The purchasing power of the United States dollar is obviously being sacrificed at the expense of everything that we've talked about right now. And now, Bilderberg is concerned with yet another Lehman-type mega shock. That's something else that these people talked about this morning. Without concluding, they'll be talking about more about this afternoon. Now, one of the key discussions from this morning, again, dealt with a very real possibility of bank runs, the final nail in the coffin of any modern economy. Now, remember, last year, Alex, we witnessed a very similar contagion when investors stampeded from the bonds of the weakest European countries. Now, we've talked about this a couple of years ago. If you remember, about 2.5 years ago, we said this was going to happen, and of course, it's happening right now. And much like today, the first to be attacked was Greece, and it will be again the weakest link in the chain. Then comes Spain, then comes Portugal, and then comes Italy and France. Although Italy is a very interesting case scenario. A lot of people will talk about Italy going down. But again, according to my sources within the group, Italy will never go down because it has this funny little institution called the Vatican, which of course will sustain the entire system of Italy in place.
Okay, Daniel, let me go through this. Again, some of them did arrive last night. There's some there now, more arriving here in the next few hours. Some of their jets are coming in now here in Virginia. But specifically for my sources, they had wanted to implode the economy, but not quick enough to wake people up. Give me your inside take on that. And are things getting out of control for them, or is this implosion just part of their takeover? You know, in my film Endgame, 6 years ago, we talked to you.
Alex, it's, you know, first of all, the discussion is, you know, is the Bilderberg meeting is up and running. It started this morning. Some people obviously are coming, such as the case of some of the participants from overseas. But again, the meeting it starts on Thursday, it ends on Saturday midday. Then, of course, they go for their boat ride or a golf game. But the point is, the meeting does start this morning. It did start at about 8:30 this morning. And again, the key point, which was discussed this morning, is the destruction of the United States dollar. And obviously, the whole thing about what's coming up is, as one Bilderberger said this morning, and I quote, Europe and the United States are now on a collision course with a second Lehman-type mega shock. And the key questions asked this morning, is this worse than 2008? So obviously, for people who are not there at the meeting yet, some very interesting information. And if you remember, again, in 2008, just to fill in the people very quickly, it was strictly individual financial institutions that were on the edge of collapse. Today, the entire nations are on the brink. The banking system is on the brink. Spain is on the brink. Every Spanish bank, basically, is junk quality.
And you and others said that they were planning this to take control and offer their bank of the world. I know Van Rompuy is set to speak, one of the heads of the EU, on having a global bank as the solution to the crisis they created. But my question simply is, are they losing control, or are things going according to plan? Because from some of my sources...
It's a very good question. It's a very difficult question to answer. You see, we can talk about whether they're losing control by how much. You see, the whole bailout is a giant trap. Now, under the guise of saving the economy, what they have done is they've transferred huge amounts of debt from the private hands, from the banks and other powerful interests, to the government. But because the economies continue to collapse through this entire period, now this debt is absolutely unpayable. There's no way that this debt can ever be paid. So the effect of this is to bankrupt the government. And we can see that in Greece. We're seeing it right now in Spain. I live in Spain, and it's Greek tragedy we're seeing around us. People losing everything that they've ever earned in the last 40, 50 years of hard work. Now, the real purpose of the bailout, of course, is to finish the destruction of the government that this Inter Alpha process began. And, of course, Inter Alpha came in right after the Bretton Woods Agreement was destroyed in 1971. It's the collection of banks led by some of the biggest banks, such as Banco Santander in Spain, who control about 70% of world's money. And the whole point, again, as you can see it in Europe, for example, all the negotiations trying to save the debt. And then again, some of the things they'll be talking about over the next day and a half or so. And one nation after another is falling to corporatist dictatorship. And that's the real issue here, Alex. You're watching the nations of the world being destroyed and being replaced by fascist dictatorship, something that you've often talked about over the past few years, using the same terminology I'm using right now. And again, I'm quoting
sure,
you,
they're putting the technocrats in.
Dictatorship, an international global fascist or imperial dictatorship.
Fascist technocrats. Now, Brzezinski has said that people are waking up and they're scared. Do you agree that that's really what the elite are saying? What do you think the Bilderberg is saying about unprecedented coverage, thanks to your work and so many others' work in Europe and now the U.S., the electronic Berlin Wall falling? What's your take on that, Daniel?
You know, on the one hand, it's great that we're getting so much attention, especially with people such as yourself in the States working the net, working the crowds. But on the other hand, again, there's just simply not enough people, especially when you compare it to, you know, such popular events as, I don't know, a Lady Gaga concert or a football championship, you know, a Super Bowl. I mean, it would be great if we could get 500,000 people to come out and stand in front of the hotel and actually say no to this thing, but we don't have that. I don't know how many thousands of activists...
Well, they've beat up protesters for sure, they beat up protesters for 30 years to create a chilling effect and intimidate them at G20.
You know, I absolutely understand, but again, the price of freedom, someone has to pay it. You're doing it in Europe. I'm in the States. I'm doing it in Europe. There's Jim Tucker. There's a lot of people out there doing what they're supposed to, but unfortunately, again,
sure,
I really wish that there were more of us doing out there, more people coming out, because again...
I agree with you. Daniel Estulin, what else is... Daniel, give us your website. Tell us the latest stuff you're working on. What else are you getting from the Bilderberg 2012? What else is on their agenda?
My website is www.danielfchulin.com. We're actually in the midst right now. We're working on a Bilderberg documentary film. It's about $500,000 production. It's being
wow.
put together by a young and brave Spanish production company called Proindus Film. You know, if you remember way back when, we had a Hollywood deal with Halcyon Group who put out the Terminator Salvation. They folded. They wanted nothing to do with the Bilderberg film whatsoever due to the outside pressure. You know, my book was first released in Spain. We had a report from the key law firm in Spain. Basically, they said 90% of the book is...
And by the way, Daniel, you're not just saying that. I looked into the Halcyon court cases where the outside Bilderberg-connected group came in and imploded it, even though it was profitable, Terminator Salvation, and took
absolutely.
It over.
Absolutely.
Just so...
Think how much money they made for the Terminator Salvation. They went under because they simply didn't want this film to be made. It was a $120 million Hollywood mega production of Bilderberg movie. Now we have this production company in Spain who put out $500,000 to actually make this film out of their own private funds. This documentary is being made as we speak. We have some amazing people. We've got Linda LaRouche. We've got a lot of people from the LaRouche group. We have a lot of people such as Catherine Austin Fitz, the subsecretary of of housing with the Bush father. We have my publisher, Chris Milligan. We have you as well. So we have a lot of great people for this documentary. As you well know, because you're a documentary maker, this kind of stuff is going to be put out worldwide in English. We're looking at an estimated audience of about 20 million people.
Well, I want to have you back home when that happens, but in the time we've got, Daniel, unless you can stay longer than 30, I know you got to go in about 10, 15 minutes. That brings us to the fact that the alternative media is starting to scare the globalists, and they're openly moving towards censorship, calling for internet IDs. Bilderberg wants that. What do they plan to do with free speech? They're getting re-education camps in the U.S. All this stuff's being set up. It seems like they want 30,000 drones over America. It seems like Bilderberg's hitting the panic button, or what's happening?
Well, you know, I think it's actually much simpler than that. I think all you need to do is dumb down the people. They've dumbed that a long time ago, and again, what they've been able to do, and unfortunately for us,
they've convinced
the masses that what you see on television, what you see on the front page of the New York Times, Washington Post, or what Dan Rather has to spat out tonight, this has to be the truth, and everything else has to be a conspiracy theory. Of course, Bilderberg is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy the reality, and basically what they say, what Alex Jones is saying is that, and what Daniel Estula is saying is the truth. Why is it on the front page of the New York Times? Why is it not in the Washington Post? Why do you not get coverage in the CNN? They don't.
Sure, Daniel, we got to go to break. Stay there. More from Daniel Estula is inside Bilderberg sources straight ahead. I'm live from Bilderberg 2012. Stay with us. Alright folks, Alex Jones coming to you here live from Bilderberg 2012. If you're watching at Infowars.com, we have live video feeds thanks to my tireless crew, Aaron Dykes and others. Daniel Estlund's going to stay with us till 45 after. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us, and he will ride shotgun. I'm drafting him into the third hour with Rob Dew, who's going to be in studio from Studio B. It is. We have two studios now, Studio A and B. But you can get a shot down. And there's about 200 people out here, folks out here playing music for us. It's really fun. And the globalists have already been arriving early this morning and more now. Oh, sure. I'll sign your thing. We're going back to Daniel Estlund because I'm live on the radio. You bet, buddy. Daniel, continuing, what else should we know that's important right now from your Bilderberg sources?
Well, again, these are the things that we'll be talking about, obviously, over the next couple of days. But you have to look at this wideward buying of sovereign debt. It's happening in Spain. It's happening in Greece and Portugal and in all countries of Europe. And the banks are buying it because the idea is to bankrupt nations. It's not the other way around. The idea is not what we're hearing from governments. It's just a way to actually get fresh money into the system. Again, the banks are buying sovereign debt because what they're doing is they're bankrupting nations. The idea is to destroy nation states. Now, you and I have talked about this way back in 2005, about an hour ago. I went back over some of the archives of our first interviews back in 2005. And we talked about this, destruction of the nation-state republics, and this is exactly what we're seeing right now. This is the old Venetian game and having your adversary go so far in debt to you that you control the adversary. And of course, the banks themselves are buying debt, which is worthless. But many of these banks are not intended to survive. Now, if you take the oligarchy at its word, the empire says that they want to reduce the population to 1 billion people on this planet. Again, something that you've been talking about in all of your videos over the last few years, which means that huge sections of the banking system in the United States, in Canada, and in Europe, huge sections of national economies, huge sections of the population, they are gonna go. So this system is never coming back. And this is what the bailout really is. In trying to save this money, which is really virtual money, it does not exist. The debt
and Daniel,
can never
I want to point out, this is exactly what you said in 2006 when I interviewed you for Endgame. You have Bilderberg sources, and this is exactly what they're doing. It's eugenics. This is the controlled implosion where they pose as saviors and then say we've got to get rid of everybody's liberties to keep things together, and it's a designed, controlled implosion. How do we fight back against this? I mean, clearly we are gaining ground on... Yeah.
Well, something, again, going back to Glass-Steagall, something that Lyndon LaRouche and his people have been promoting for a very, very long time, that clear separation between what are commercial banks and investment banks. And this is, again, this is the only way to go, that there's a system in Europe, okay? It's called a monetary system, which is worthless, which is based on the Venetian Fondi system going back to the 13th and the 14th century. We don't want that in the United States. We want a credit system, which is exactly what we had going back to Hamilton, and this is exactly what we have to get back in the United States. And this whole movement, again, in America, is being led by Lyndon LaRouche. And thanks to you, you get Lyndon on your side a lot, and that's a lot of help out there for the people who are trying to fight Bilderberg and fight the system, because, again, we need to educate people. They have to understand why the nation states of the world are being destroyed, why countries are being turned into regions, and why regions are being turned into the world. Not government, but rather one world company limited. Again, something that you and I have talked about a lot over the years, and we see it again in Greece, we're seeing it in Portugal, we're seeing it in Italy, where an unelected official by the name of Mario Monti is now the caretaker prime minister. And of course, all of these people belong to Goldman Sachs, as does the general director of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, who was on television today in Spain talking about how we need basically to deeper cuts in the system, which will, needless to say, only destroy what little Spain has left of value.
Daniel, again, very well said. We're going to go to break and come back with one more segment with you, but I want to start now. We're seeing unprecedented calls to hand the internet over, quote, to the UN. That just means the banksters. We're seeing Congress told, sit down, shut up, the UN and NATO command the military. World government is now out in the open. This is just an incredible time. Why are they now revealing themselves to such a great extent?
Well, you know, again, they're not doing it as a world government. They're doing it as a one world company limited, because, again, it's just much easier. It's, again, it's aristocracy of purpose, something you and I have talked about for your Endgame documentary. It's on. People should go and see that documentary. There's a lot of truth in that. In 2006, I think you put it out. You interviewed me for extensive bits for that documentary. One world company limited, aristocracy of purpose, corporations that have a lot more power than any government on the planet. You can call it UN, you can call it whatever you want, but it's the technocrats running the world.
And they happen to be eugenicists. It's not just like, oh, we've got new owners, there's some banksters. They want us dead. I mean, cancer at record numbers, autism. They are killing us deader than a hammer. Final segment with Daniel Estulin. I'm out here. WorldNet Daily's covering it. The Washington Times is covering it. We're covering it. DrudgeReport.com is covering it. Daily Mail is covering it. London Guardian, Charlie Skelton.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, we're back live. Now the head cop was ready to come over and talk to me. Earlier I was asking him to, so we're going to talk to him during the next break about some of the stuff going on over here. We think we have a provocateur in a mask throwing confetti at cars and trying to start something. Probably a Fed, or probably works for a foundation. But we'll expose them as well. Okay, so we are now all out here. It is Bilderberg 2012. I'll continue live streaming after the show's over in about an hour and a half. And we're going to have a lot of people. Webster Tarpley's here. There's also Adam Kokesh, Mark Dice, Luke Radowski, just countless great patriots. Dan Dix is right here. It's just going to be an amazing 3 days. Our final segment with Daniel Estulin. Daniel. Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory that you were on with the first season. And did a great job on. They got Homeland Security shut down one of their episodes, and now it looks like maybe all of them. I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. I happen to follow in the news what happened with your film. It really was set to be made by that big film company that it was, you know, putting out films and doing great. They killed your film. I mean, it shows that they're afraid of things, or they wouldn't be trying to kill them. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down. I mean, there's got to be a reason they want to censor the web. There's got to be a reason they want to arrest political dissidents. There's got to be a reason they want to beat people up at protest to dissuade this. I mean, these guys are paper tigers. Once you identify them, then they're in trouble. I mean, they've always wanted to be secret because they want to make us think that their presidents and prime ministers are where the buck stops. I mean, do you agree with that statement? Are there cracks forming in the Bilderberg facade?
Yes, I've been thinking about this. You know, the fight is to educate people. You've been doing a lot of that through your videos. But I think people have to understand, to separate a conspiracy theory, you know, from a conspiracy to reality. Conspiracies, what a lot of people talk about, what Bilderberg is or is not, and the actual historical Bilderberg. And that will help people understand exactly how to fight them, because, again, it's not a one-eyed monster. It's not a Jewish Masonic conspiracy. You know, there's no conspiracy, even though a lot of people, their infantile fantasies see it as such. You know, I don't care. No group of people, no matter how powerful they are, sit around a table in a dark room holding hands, staring at a crystal ball, planning the world's future. Again, many people who think that Bilderberg is that. It is not that. It's a very important element of the oligarchical structures of the Cold War period. It is a self-perpetuating system, a virtual spider web of interlocked political, economic, financial, and industry interests. And that in itself, Alex, is a pretty significant factor, because what it means, what it meant, was that it was a vehicle through which private financier oligarchical interests were able to impose their policies on what is nominally sovereign governments. And that's what Bilderberg is, and that's the role they play. And if we take it anywhere beyond that, we're getting into the realm of conspiracy theories. And again, our job is to make sure we get as many people on board as we can. And we've got to speak to the folks in the gallery, the normal people who have a normal 9-to-5 jobs, and these are the people we want on our side. And they have to understand this isn't some crazy stuff, but this is real. It is based and steeped in history going back about 1,000 years, and Webb Tarpley knows more about this than anybody else, especially when you're talking about the Venetian black nobility, so he can confirm a lot of these things and give you additional information. But again, Bilderberg,
yeah, that's a good point. Aaron. Aaron, will you take the live feed over there and go find Webster Tarpley and bring him over here? Show that when... bring Tarpley over for a live interview when Daniel leaves in about 8-9 minutes. That's a good idea, Daniel Estelin. Daniel Estelin, again, your book's out there. Folks, just type in Daniel Estelin, and everybody can find your amazing work out there. In the 5-7 minutes we've got left with you, I agree with you that it's not one group looking into a crystal ball. Bilderberg is one of the top syndicate, global crime network oligarch systems, where these elites grow big governments to get control of populations and wealth, and then they start imploding those governments and directing that power directly into corporate interests. That's why they've got mercenaries on the streets of America, private drones. They're getting everybody used to this right now, getting everybody prepared for this private corporate takeover that has government power on top of it. There is the occult involved, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. I think that's just because elites throughout history get decadent, get weird, get into strange stuff. And I think that's where you get some of the ideas that, it's one, one lizard goblin running everything. But what do you say about the weird fetishes of the elite and the propensity of Tony Blair, Francois Mitterrand, so many others to be into the occult?
Well, a lot of these people are just plain weirdos. Like, you don't have to be a member of the Bilderberg group to be a weirdo. There's a lot of crazy freaks out there. But it's absolutely true. Now, again, if we go back historically to the beginning of Bilderberg, you can actually, make quite a straight line for about 2,000 years back, going from the Roman Empire to the Byzantine Empire to the old Venetian black nobility, starting about the Fourth Crusade around 1200, 1204. Then you go into the Martinists, the Synarchists, and then into Bilderberg. And between you have the Venetian nobility losing their stronghold in the Adriatic and actually switching places, moving to another country, and that's how the English takeover was, or England became the British Empire when it was taken over through the William of Orange, which was a Venetian operation. And again, Webb Tarpley knows so much about this. He's a wealth of information. I'll definitely get him to talk about this. But there's just one point I want to touch on before we end today's conversation. You said something about, the destruction of the population, the destruction of the world economy, the reduction of the population to 1 billion. What people have to understand is when we're talking about, because again, the question is a very logical question. Why would they want to destroy the world economy? Won't Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and all these other freaks, won't they suffer as well? And the answer is no. You see, progress and development is directly proportional to population density, which means that if you have more progress, more development, more money, more wealth, you have more people on the planet. And they have a small planet, such as our planet Earth, with limited natural resources. If you're Rockefeller, you don't want 100 billion people on the planet, because they simply won't have enough food or water. So for Rockefeller and company to live, you and I, the great unwashed, as they call us, we have to die one way or another. Which is why, again, we see all these phrases such as zero growth, because again, if you have no growth, no technology, no progress, there's no way you can support a population base of billions of people. And that's why they need to destroy the world's wealth, not because they will suffer, but because at our expense they will survive. And that's something that people have to understand. These are key elements which a lot of people who try to follow the movement and get into this, Bilderberg protest or against the Bilderbergers, they don't seem to understand, because these are difficult things to understand, because again, you're stepping into the
Daniel, I agree with you. I agree. The time we have left here, I want to bring Paul Watson in, who's been patiently waiting in the wings. I'm sure you've got some questions for Daniel Esselin, who's proven repeatedly he has big inside contacts very close to Bilderberg. We'll just leave it at that. Paul Watson from England, tied into this international transmission worldwide. What are your questions for Daniel Esselin before he has to go?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Daniel, we see a kind of shift in the makeup of Bilderberg. We've got all these social networking heads now attending the conference, you know, people like Peter Thiel, and of course representatives of Facebook, LinkedIn, and social networking corporations like that. Does that represent some kind of shift in the makeup of Bilderberg, in that it's not so much Kissinger, Rockefeller, now it's shifting towards the new guard?
Kissinger and Rockefeller are still there, but they're old, and hopefully they'll be dead soon. But the point is that it's still a financial element which controls Bilderberg. But the social elements and the social element of control, this networking, be it cybernetics, you know, whatever you want to call it, transhumanism, these are key elements of future, because, again, future is not Rockefeller. Future is not Kissinger. Future is technology and how these people who control technology, these giant corporations,
banksters,
and the thousands
can...
of people who attend these meetings, how through technology they'll be able to control us. And there is no better way to do this than through social networking. And we see it again with Facebook, MySpace, and all these other networks out there. And again, we're just guinea pigs of this giant experiment. So, yes, a very, very good question, Paul.
Well, that's right. The banksters, they're in control through their control of fractional reserve banking. That's the original key to their power and their technology of political control that came out of the Venetian area, as Daniel was just pointing out. But they're obsessed and think the technocracy, and call themselves technocrats, is going to be the key in the future to fully govern and dominate humanity. Daniel, any other key tidbits, or what can we expect in the next few days as you get more from your sources on what Bilderberg is up to?
Well, I can tell you the key points, again, aside from what we talked about earlier, is NATO and Afghanistan, they want to talk about the practical agenda for the alliance. Then, obviously, Iran and Russia are key subjects on the agenda. They want to talk about the economic and the financial threats to the alliance from these two nations, the consequences of war against terror, that's another one of the key points, the influence of domestic issues on American foreign policy. Japan is going to be on the agenda as well, the outlook for Japanese economy, and of course the number one question this morning, which they're discussing, is will Europe survive? The answer is obviously not, and the second point is they'll be talking about this afternoon, the developments in Europe's exit strategy on hold, question mark. It's not on hold. Europe is being imploded. It's being destroyed. We could see it again in Spain. It's happening all over Europe. And obviously, I think, Paul, you will agree, it's also happening in England.
Daniel, in closing, why did Bilderberg want to remain secret? I mean, obviously, that's got to be a big problem for them. They tried this mind game with people and said that Bilderberg didn't exist, this Jedi mind trick, and now that hoax has fallen. And when people start discovering that there's people behind the puppet politicians, that's the beginning of the end. Why did Bilderberg want to remain secret? Just because they're engaged in Logan Act violations? Because they're engaged in buying and selling?
Because, you know, law and order depends on how you look at it, from whose point of view. Bilderberg's point of view, there's no law, it's just order, their order. And the point is that there's a lot of people within the group who actually would prefer this to be an open meeting, such as Davos, for example, because they feel that it will attract a lot less attention. But people such as Henry Kissinger, for example, who are megalomaniacs, they want it to be this private, secret meeting, which is why they, you know, keep harping on keeping it, you know, secret. And a lot of people within the group who are more, I think pragmatic. They want it actually to be open, not open to the public or open to the international free media, but certainly have a Davos-like effect. And we'll see exactly what will happen in the next few years, because I think if you and protesters out there keep growing in numbers, they may just have to call it and be and turn into a more open private meeting.
But then politicians that don't want to be known that they're going there will have to admit they're going there, and then they can't have behind closed doors meetings. But we all know it. Places like Davos, there's the public meetings. There's really the little impromptu side meetings. So overall, on a scale of 1 to 100, Daniel Esselin, from your research, 100 being Bilderberg is flying high, nothing resisting him, and 0 being total defeat of the oligarchs. Where are we on that scale of 1 to 100? I say we're on at about 50 right now. It's a tipping point either way for the future of humanity. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think, you know, things are not going as well as we'd like for them to go, but certainly not as quickly as they want them to go. So, Yeah, I think you're right on the money. I think it's about 50-50. But again, it's, you know, the time is against them because, you know, the longer we can withstand the onslaught, the more of us will actually join the movement and wake up to the dangers of these organizations, Bilderberg and others, the Trilateral Commission, Council for Relations, the Circle, you know, et cetera, can actually cause and pose for the world.
I also heard from folks that said they talked to you. I want to confirm it, that you're unable to get into the U.S. now, and that's why you didn't travel here.
I haven't been able to for a couple of years, but, you know, this particular year, this year, I didn't even bother trying. I mean, I might have tried, and they might have said yes or no, but certainly last year I tried and didn't let me in, the year before either. And if you remember, when I actually went to make a documentary, the conspiracy theories of Jesse Ventura, I had to postpone my trip for a couple of days because they wouldn't let me on the plane. That was way back in 2009. It's in my Shadow Masters book. I explained that whole episode.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember talking to Ventura when it was happening and they canceled the plane that they booked. I mean, this is what's happening. They have no fly list, no gun buy list, no judge, no jury. It's this national security state. It's the opposite of national security. It's total insecurity. The security threat is the globalist taking over our nations and destroying it. It's unbelievable. Daniel Esselin, it was great having you on. Maybe I can get you up in a few weeks in the aftermath of Bilderberg.
Let me just ask you a quick question. A lot of people asking me right now, where are you exactly in Chantilly? Because they want to come and join you.
I am right in front of the Westfields Marriott Hotel, but don't even stop your car for a minute to be dropped off or the police will write you tickets. It's shameful that they would be trying to white glove inspect everybody, and you've got to park at a nearby park about a mile away to get here.
What time is the big protest tomorrow? Because I want to put it all on my webpage.
We're going to try to concentrate everybody so they can get off work 7 o'clock on Friday and 7 o'clock on Saturday in the evening so everybody has a chance to get here from all over the country. But we're going to be protesting tomorrow live down here during my radio show from noon to 3 Eastern. I'm going to be out here tonight as well. But we're going to try to focus it all Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock. The itinerary is up at Infowars.com. So is the list, which they didn't put out in the past. Now they're starting to put it out, the official Bilderberg attendee list. That doesn't mean everybody's on it. Hey, by the way, Daniel, I'll just keep asking you questions, but we're about to go to break. Are there anybody on the list that isn't on the list? I mean, you always say that, hey, there'll be people who are there that aren't on the list, and I've been there with you at Bilderberg with long lenses documenting that there are always people there who aren't on the list, and that's usually the most important people to know.
I don't have that information yet because, again, it's still morning in the United States, and my sources haven't gotten back to me because I'm in Spain. But as soon as I do, I'll certainly let you know.
All right. Thank you so much. Give out your website one more time.
It's danielestulin.com, www.danielestulin.com. Please give my best to Wes Tarpley. You know, I admire his work, and obviously, needless to say, everything he does is great.
All right. Thank you. You too. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, Daniel.
Take care of yourself. We'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. Again, there goes Daniel Esselin from Spain. We are in Virginia in front of the Bilderberg event. They have been arriving, but more are about to arrive. They really start arriving hot and heavy around 2, 3 o'clock. That's in the next hour or so. We are here live. I tell you, I'm out here live, and it's torture because all these great listeners come over and want to shake my hand or talk to me, and I'm like, I'm live on the radio, and it feels like I'm rebuffing them. It's terrible, but there are so many good people here. Looks like there's more than 200 people here now. More folks are arriving. Extremely exciting. Paul Watson, give me your thoughts on what's happening.
Well, it's just amazing, again, the lack of press coverage. I mean, we had Washington Times this morning. We've had a Huffington Post report, but that's it for today. And this, you know, this is the heads of Airbus, HSBC, major banks, John Kerry, Huntsman, you know, former presidential candidates, EU heads, NATO heads.
What about Ron
nothing.
Johnson?
There's nothing.
Is Senator Ron Johnson
Post
on the list?
In their backyard, absolutely nothing, because the
is Senator Ron
of the
Johnson
Washington
on
Post
the list?
Is there. So, again, almost complete media blockade on the Bilderberg group, apart from a few news outlets.
Is Senator Ron Johnson on the list?
I will check that right now.
Because there's going to be like 30, 40, 50 people that are not on the list that are in there. So that's important. My little bird told me he's in there. And
he's not on the list. James A. Johnson is, but there's no Ron Johnson.
Hey, what did the head cop say his name was? Randy? I forget what he said. I said it on air. I was streaming then. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to go to break here in a minute.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Again, we're live here on the air. A lot of great people out here right now. Later, we're going to get Tarp Leon with us. We're going to have Dew in studio to give us his take on what's happening. All the boil downs of this condensed on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. We'll probably be doing some live pop-ins on the Nightly News. Again, it's live sometimes. Usually, we tape it right beforehand, but we're going to have some tape packages and some live pop-ins tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'm Alex Jones reporting for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv from Virginia in the heart of the military-industrial complex. Riding shotgun is Paul Watson, and we'll also try to take some calls coming up in the next hour, maybe from people that are out here on the scene so they can get involved on air with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're live at Bilderberg 2012, and I'm right here on the property line with the Westfields Marriott. And Lee Norfolk, who looks like he's in charge around here, he just says he's the senior police officer, or what'd you call it?
Master police officer.
Master police officer. You were nice enough to actually talk to us, the commoner slaves, 4 years ago. Seems like 5 minutes ago, and we're here, we're back.
I know, I went pretty quick.
Isn't it kind of deja vu how 4 years goes by?
Absolutely.
So tell us what's going on here. I see you're with the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep us safe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you aware of who's meeting here in the hotel?
Yes, I am. I listen to your show.
You listen to the show, too?
Absolutely.
Wow, I ran into some other guys that listen to the show. I ran into five guys who were all really nice yesterday, and you know they asked us to go. We left immediately. But I just want to find out who's absolutely in charge, because I understand you see somebody in the woods peeing on a tree, you got to write them a ticket because that's the law. But, I mean, it looks like they're looking to find people. People are getting dropped off in like 10 seconds they're writing them tickets if they stop. I mean, would you guys normally give somebody a ticket if they stopped when there's not a lot of traffic to let somebody out of the car? Lee's not allowed. Lee's being pulled back into the controls. Uh-oh, Lee's in trouble. He revealed he's a listener. So Lee doesn't like, hey, here's the thing. Lee doesn't like it, I bet, when he saw Mr. Panetta, Leon Panetta, tell him that the UN now runs the U.S. military. Did you guys see that? The guys inside here openly say they run the military and our government. I'm not kidding. It's a violation of the Logan Act. That guy who came over, he must be in charge. Now we're beginning to understand what's really going on here. Uh-oh, he talked to an evil American. Lee got in trouble. That's it, Lee. Oh, my God. Anyways, see, a bunch of these police listen to the show. Were you listening to the show before we were here 4 years ago, or did that got you listening? Oh, the outreach program. There you go, folks. I talked to like five of the cops the other day. All like two of them were listeners. They were all real nice. But anyways, let's go back over here. That's hilarious. Did you get all that, guys? Did everybody see that? Watson, what do you think of that? That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Pretty funny how some of them will talk to you and others just treat you like absolute scum, yeah. One thing
The head guy ran out of the bushes.
And he's endorsed Romney, and there's been speculation that Mitch Daniels could be Romney's VP, so because we had Edwards groomed back in 2004, so could Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels be Romney's running mate, having been groomed by Bilderberg, because he's right there in attendance now, according to the official list.
I see something that's incredibly beautiful right here. It's my fellow Americans and my fellow humans of every race, color, creed, religion, united in liberty! Yeah! The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah! The New World Order's going down. They're running scared. They know humanity is waking up to them and identifying the globalists. And the beginning of the sleeping giant awakening has begun. We will restore our republic. We will restore the United States as a beacon of liberty and truth, not a dark mountain of evil projecting corruption worldwide. The Bilderberg criminals think that they run this country. They think they run our Congress. They are the enemy and they are criminal scum. Folks, we're broadcasting live on the radio right now. I want to hear everybody right now. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984
is 1776.
1776 worldwide. 1776 will defeat their...
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live broadcasting worldwide to millions of freedom lovers on a planetary scale. I salute everyone that's here today and everyone taking action and everyone forcing the Bilderberg crime meeting out into the open. I salute everyone who wants to be free. Yeah. All right, we got Paul Watson and Rob Dew in studio. I'm going to throw it to them for about 20 minutes and I'll be back with some reports. And I'm going to try to, I know Webster Tarpley's in the house. We could drag him on every little while and talk to Burmis and a bunch of other people that are here. A lot of great folks here. It's amazing. Back to Paul Watson.
That's Alex Jones live in Chantilly, Bilderberg, 2012. We're just going through the member list and some of the ramifications of that. I believe we got Rob Dew back in the studio. Rob, are you there? Don't have Rob Dew yet. Rob Dew will be coming in shortly, but I'm going through the list again. And as I said a while ago, Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, of course, we had all this speculation about Marco Rubio being the potential VP pick for Mitt Romney. This stemmed from a Washington Post article written by veteran 30-year columnist Al Kamen, in which he referenced John Edwards' 2004 attendance at the Bilderberg meeting in Stresa, Italy, where he gave a impressive, to the Bilderberg members, foreign policy speech. And even as the campaign vehicles were all being labelled with Kerry Gephardt stickers, they in fact changed it at the last minute after Edwards' Bilderberg performance, and Edwards became the VP pick. Again, in 2008, James A. Johnson, who is there right now in Chantilly attending once again, he selected Barack Obama's running mate. And of course, back in 2004, John Edwards ran with John Kerry, who again is in attendance today. So there was speculation about Rubio being the potential VP, but we've actually got Mitch Daniels in attendance, the governor of Indiana. There was a story out of The Ticket from a few days ago. Mitch Daniels dismisses Romney Veep talk. It won't happen. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who offered a tepid endorsement of Mitt Romney only after the Republican primaries, pushed back hard against the idea that he'll be chosen as Romney's running mate. And basically, they've all said that. Rubio said it. A number of the other potential VP candidates have said it. But it's just interesting that Mitch Daniels is at Bilderberg because they have a history of having a hidden hand influence in the US presidential election. So we'll wait to see what develops from that. Of course, Rubio's already attended numerous foreign policy speeches in the weeks leading up to Bilderberg. So we'll see what becomes of that. Again, we've got the full official attendee list on prisonplanet.com. We've also got sneering MSNBC anchor, "I'm way too lazy to research Bilderberg." And this is a confrontation by Luke Radowski of We Are Change, in which he talks to Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC host. And it's just amazing to see the sneering arrogance of O'Donnell. He doesn't even know what Bilderberg is. When Luke tells him, he says, "Oh, that can't have any importance because I don't know what it is." Because like he's so high and mighty that anything that doesn't enter his consciousness just doesn't exist. And basically Luke schools him on it. And O'Donnell just proves how pathetically ignorant he is, just like the rest of the mainstream media, in not only failing to cover Bilderberg, but not even knowing what the organization is. So again, it goes back to the fact that the Washington Post publisher is in the meeting. It's a meeting of 120 global power brokers, most influential people on the planet. You know, Eric Schmidt, Google, LinkedIn, Facebook, Airbus, HSBC, Barclays, all of them, along with US politicians. And not a peep. One Washington Times story broke the U.S. media blockade, and basically nothing else. The Huffington Post done a story on it. But when you're talking about, you know, the alphabet agency, news agencies, ABC, MSNBC, absolutely nothing. And it's pathetic. We're going to go to break soon, and we're going to come back with more breaking Bilderberg news and also go back to Alex at Ground Zero. Stay tuned, InfoWars.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's Bilderberg 2012. It's the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com, and you can watch the live Ustream right there on the front page at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're just talking about some of the attendees. Obviously, we've got the full official attendee list for Bilderberg 2012. And on there appears a certain Mitch Daniels, governor of Indiana. He's been mooted as a potential VP for Mitt Romney, and he's there meeting at Bilderberg 2012. Bilderberg has a history of grooming vice presidential candidates. And now we're going to talk to Rob Dew, who's got some more information on Mitch Daniels, governor of Indiana. Rob, go ahead.
That's right, Paul. Thanks a lot. And I just want to say it's a beautiful scene out there with all those people. I wish I could be there, but I'm happy to be right here. There's Burmese right there. Anyway, 87 to 90, Mitch Daniels led the right-wing think tank Hudson Institute, which was funded by pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly and Company. And then he left Hudson for an executive position at Eli Lilly, where he rose to the position of senior vice president for corporate strategy before leaving in 2001, here's the revolving door, to head George W. Bush's Office of Management and Budget. Okay, so here we have a guy who's very unimposing looking. He looks like a second-tier guy. He looks like vice president material. He kind of reminds you of Dan Quayle, who comes from the same state. And, you know, he's real small, kind of has a comb over, very unimposing. But you know what? He's going to sneak up behind you and shoot you up with some Thimerosal, because if you don't remember, one of the companies that developed Thimerosal was Eli Lilly. So there we go. You can expect more vaccines for more problems if you have Mitch Daniels getting in as the vice president. I also noticed some other people on here, some media people that need to be questioned. Peggy Noonan, author and columnist of the Wall Street Journal. Okay. And also Charlie Rose. Okay. He does all those interviews really nice in dark lights, talking to all those people about so many problems that they have to face every year. You know, he's going to be there. So I wonder if he will answer questions about Bilderberg. I wonder if he'll even mention that it exists. We've had Luke Radowski. I guess We Are Change is issuing one confrontation an hour off their Facebook site, and then they're going to put it on their YouTube site. So they're going to be sending out all kinds of stuff. It's really good to see these people pop in. Here's the list over here if you want to pop in on that. Richard Pearl. That's another one. He's now left his government post, and he's a resident fellow of the American Enterprise Institute. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's see. Vernon Jordan, who I think Bill Clinton even admitted that Vernon Jordan invited him to Bilderberg, but of course they didn't talk about NAFTA or anything like that. Let's see. Who else is on this list that's interesting? I just think it's definitely a who's who of the power brokers. And then every once in a while you see a media guy thrown in. Paul, what's your take on some of these media people? There's someone here, a journalist from LA7 TV in Italy, Lily Gruber.
Yes, it's not just US media, is it? In fact, well, you've got the Wall Street Journal represented, you've got Washington Post, but then you've got a smattering of foreign media. As you said, LA7 TV Italy, you've got Le Monde out of France. So, I mean, they're just as complicit. Of course, Bilderberg mainly takes place in Europe. It only visits North America, you know, once every 4 years, probably. So a lot of the European media are complicit in this. And again, so far, there's been very little. There's been a Daily Mail article, a Washington Times, a Huffington Post. Big debate in Canada because the two politicians there are having a back and forth.
Yeah, over $19,000, which is chump change to these people.
Well, exactly, because she's attending in a private capacity, but the taxpayers are paying for it. That's why people are getting up in arms about it. But I don't believe she's actually on the list, which again, I mean, she put out a press release saying she would be there, and she's not on the list, although I've only scanned it briefly. So again, there's more people who are there who aren't on the list.
That is true. Here's an interesting name. I'm looking up some information on him right now. Fred Krupp, president of the Environmental Defense Fund. That sounds like it's got Agenda 21 written all over it. I'm going to do some looking up on this guy and see what we can find out. Peter Mandelson of Great Britain, member of the House of Lords.
Mandy.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Mandelson?
Oh, Mandelson's routinely there. He's there every year.
Everybody can just sit down and relax.
He kind of pops back in and out of British politics. He gets whacked down by a new scandal and keeps popping back up, and he's always hanging out with Rothschild on their yacht in Monaco. So he's an integral member. And yeah, like you said, Fred Krupp, Environmental Defense Fund, which is a non-profit environmental advocacy group, which we know they're talking about that because that's why the Canadian premier is there to talk about, quote, ecological issues and sustainable development.
Yeah,
so they're talking about Agenda 21.
We'll come back to him, but I think we're going to go throw to Alex right now. Alex is on the scene in Chantilly 3.0 Bilderberg 2012. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I was just going to pop in and let you guys finish your point, but then it'd probably be a good time for me to go through the intel I've gotten for moles inside Bilderberg, not Bilderberg members, but inside Bilderberg. And I think it'd be a good time for me to we're still live streaming, right, Aaron? Fantastic. We'll continue to give you shots. No, that's all right. You take a break. I'm just saying, let's aim it up the street like that. Perfect. Great job. We're going to continue to be streaming out here on the street. This is real journalism, real full-spectrum resistance to the globalist. Couldn't do it without all the supporters and listeners out there. You guys continue. I just wanted to let you know, coming up in the next segment, I've just got to collate this. I've got so many notes here. I've got what they're really discussing, not just the items on their agenda. We've never gotten more information because they're so rude and so mean to the employees inside and so hateful with their advance team. And they were so mean to people 4 years ago when they were here that we're just getting amazing, amazing information and intel on these guys, and we're absolutely kicking their butt. And it feels so good in my heart, and I feel so humbled to see all these parents out here with their children, to see old people, to see young people, to see black people, white, Hispanic, Asian, who all just have the same light in their eyes of a desire for liberty and freedom and humanity beginning to wake up and unify against these globalists. Because this is a life or death situation that we're facing here. We've got to defeat these people, and it's so, so amazingly important. The shadow government, the shadow corporate fascist system that uses socialism to get us to dependent, does not want us knowing. And so many, I ran into probably, wow, look at that plane with two propellers on the back. Isn't that weird and high-tech looking? You see that? We're at Dulles. There's all these crazy aircraft going over us. We probably should send people out to, what's the name of the one? Yeah, there's the Manassas is where they're really landing, and also the jetway. That's where it's all going. But we've got listeners out there as well, so it'll all get out one way or the other. But to realize that the globalists are attacking humanity. They don't just want to conquer us. They want to dumb us down and kill us. I mean, it's in their own reports. And, oh yeah, back to the cops. I'd say 90% of the police are really good people. But then, finally, I was talking to like the second in command, and when he came over, he started saying, yeah, I'm a listener. The head guy runs out of the bushes and runs over and goes, that's it. Stop talking to him. And I was just going, man, why are you guys, if somebody stops their car for 20 seconds out here in the middle of nowhere in this office park to let somebody off because you won't let people park around here, why are you giving them tickets? I said, come on, you wouldn't do that to a regular citizen. And he was about to say, yeah, you're right, we wouldn't. Of course, he was saying, well, I wouldn't. And there, but so what's sick is the higher-ups of the Fairfax County Police are telling them to just absolutely hammer American demonstrators in the sacred First Amendment that people have fought and died for so hard that most countries don't have. Australia's banning free speech. I mean, I can't believe how fast this is moving. The globalists are doing this everywhere. You've got an illegal Logan Act-violating event. You got these military types and their black chargers driving in, smugly looking at us on a power trip because they jog and lift weights, know how to shoot a gun, and they serve the dark New World Order, so they're part of the winning club. You're not part of the winning club. Understand, even if you're delusional, you're not part of the New World Order. To all the yuppies that say, okay, put poison in the water. There's too many people. They're doing it to you, you idiot. Okay, even if you think that's the right thing to do, which it isn't. And then they say reduce population. Let's say there's too many people, okay, which is debatable. the globalist actual population documents, Memorandum 200 in the State Department, admit that if they just industrialize Latin America, Asia, and Africa, the people start having 1.3 kids like everybody else, and you'd have a population drop. Russia's having to pay people to have kids. All the industrialized world are dying. Instead, the globalists keep the third world in squalor. People have 7-8 kids. Half of them die. And they try to give them bioweapons and chemical weapons to dumb them down. It's just evil. The globalists just like to hurt people. They like to exercise raw power. All the medical testing on the troops, all the medical testing on foster kids, I'm done. They're the enemy. And later, I'm going over there to bullhorn them when they really start arriving. Some of them are here now. To let them know, in no uncertain terms, that we understand they're murdering criminals, and we see them, and we're aware of them. And when they start releasing even more powerful bioweapons, everybody's going to know it's them. And no underground fortress is going to keep them safe. They need to understand that. We blast through their paradigm. We know the truth. By the way, they're having a fake event with George Bush Sr., George W., Obama, and all these globalists at the White House right now. And somebody showed me on their iPhone. I went and checked it. In fact, folks, look that up if my crew can do that. Meeting at the White House today, and just click Google NSA News. And they're all meeting over there because I bet you, like last year on the Friday and Saturday when Obama and Hillary disappeared, I'll bet you with the level of security here, the fences, the barricades, the SWAT teams, the bivouacs, everything they got set up, there is some big wigs. There's some big mafia meeting stuff going on here right now. You better believe it. So this is incredibly important. Rob Dew, guys, you got any comments on that?
Well, I think I figured out why the Washington Post hasn't been covering Bilderberg, because they are over at the White House. Obama hosts former president's first lady's George W. Bush portrait unveiling. So they're going to have a portrait of definitely either the first or second dumbest president in the history of the United States unveiling his portrait.
It's so incredibly important.
Right.
What, the portrait? Let's talk about the portrait.
Exactly. That's what's important.
Meeting happening.
Yeah, not the fact that over hundreds of the biggest mafia heads are here right now meeting in secret. But we're exposing the light on them, Alex. We're letting them know we know who they are. And we're going to keep doing it. And, man, this makes me very proud to be part of new media, because this is where it's all happening right now.
Back with
this is new media.
Alex Jones, everybody else, Bilderberg 2012. Stay with us. We're going to be covering key info straight ahead. All right, my friends, we are back live from Chantilly 2012 Bilderberg. And there's already now, it looks like, 200 people on this side until there's about 100 over on the other entrance. Just really amazing. People could take time out of the slave grid to get over here. And, of course, the local defense contractor businesses that have these wide-open parking lots in other areas where we could park 4 years ago have got the police in there really freaking out on people and getting in their face. So they're doing whatever they can to keep people out of here. But most of the police I talk to now, that'll actually talk to us, our listeners, and are awake and know what's going on and know there's a crime syndicate inside. So that happened on tape earlier. We lost our live feed earlier. Yeah, so call them, Aaron, and tell them to call this camera, and we'll go live on Skype on this one. Or maybe you can call their Skype ID that way. Doing some directing here behind the scenes. We had a bunch of backup batteries, but ended up leaving them on the RV. But that happens in the fog of the info war. Let me start now so Paul Watson can get this and get reports out on it. And again, I want to commend the whole team for working double time, the crew back in Austin, the crew here, the crew in England, everybody and all the listeners. Let me go over in my chicken scratch some of the things that we're getting from our sources here. Herman Von Rumpy is going to be here. I don't know if he's on the list, but he's going to be here from Jim Tucker's source, which is impeccable. And they're trying to push a world bank that you pay all your carbon taxes to. Again, we know this, but that's what's on the agenda now. How do they have the European Central Bank become basically the new global bank by imploding the countries, but then posing as the savior, always getting people basically deeper into the quicksand? So that is coming up. Continuing here. We have reports on the front of something that they're very upset about is that their law of the sea treaty to give the UN, that means the bankers that run it, control of the oceans to start taxing all the ships on the oceans, including our waterways like rivers, anything that touches an ocean. So basically most of the United States waterways, including lakes that really are reservoirs or dammed rivers, under UN control allows foreign corporations to come in and loot everything while harassing the living daylights out of local fishermen and people. In Mexico, I've been down to Mexico the last few years, no more little fishermen down by Cozumel and places. They're not allowed to fish anymore. They're that angry. But big, giant trawlers are allowed to go on the side of the shore and just scoop up whatever they want. Just total slavery. Agenda 21, your country being handed over to foreign banks through fraud. They create the fraud, have you sign on to it. They're very upset that their Bank of the World is in trouble, that their Law of the Sea Treaty is in trouble, even though they've had traitors like the former senator from Tennessee out there pushing it. They want to, again, accelerate the rollout of world government as the savior with three super blocks, Asia Union, European Union, North American Union, but integrate all those by stealth. They are really worried about resurrecting their carbon tax, so they're going to shift off of that, but just say a carbon tax is needed to save endangered species. We're now live on Justin TV of the crew. Wants to be able to get that feed and put it up on our main page. We've lost our connection to the great folks over at Ustream, but we do have that Justin TV feed for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That feed is back up. Again, we'll have more live feeds out here later today. Again, Bilderberg was irate. We've confirmed that as we broke 2 days ago, that we have moles inside and that we learned the location so early and that there's so much media coverage. Though there's still somewhat of a blackout, there's WorldNet Daily, Washington Times, Drudge Report, InfoWars, and so many alternative media. It's really having a big effect. The Daily Mail, some of the European newspapers, a bunch of mainline Canadian papers are saying, hey, why is our premier down there pushing carbon taxes, Agenda 21? So they're very, very upset over that. They want to accelerate internet IDs, as Aaron Dykes noticed, one of the head Bilderberg people, a government regulator of the EU, was calling for a few weeks ago. That is confirmed, a big agenda. They want that to be able to tax the web selectively, force people over to internet too. That's highly surveilled and curtailed. That's a big part of the plan. You're getting directly from the moles, okay? Integrated from four different sources. Jim Tucker's mole, our three moles, and of course I should add, you also know that Estelin does have some connections into the highest banking order. Again, they do want a war, but they don't know how to sell it. And the military, the U.S. military, keeps balking at it, explaining that it's going to unravel. Russia threatening to nuke if any of these big wars start, or if any more missiles are rolled into Eastern Europe. That's got the globalists concerned. Not that Russia's good either. It's all corrupt big governments. China, they're all in double deals with each other. All these groups are interlocking, but all busy stabbing each other in the back as well. Oh, man, I've been sweating so bad that a bunch of this writing got messed up in my back pocket. Continuing here, we're going to go to break and come back. We're going to get final comments from Paul Watson on this, and then we're going to get news comments, and then we're going to take a few calls. If anybody is out here on the scene, they're welcome to call in from the scene of Bilderberg 2012, or people even inside if you want to try to call in. 800-259-9231 if you're exposing Bilderberg 2012. You running two feeds? I want to play that 1984 clip. I want to play that Twilight Zone clip. That's powerful. Can you guys cue up Rod Serling? I think he makes a good point here. I think Rod Serling, who hated tyranny on record, should be with us here at Bilderberg 2012. So cue that up, and we're going to play that here for folks, and then get into some of their other agenda points and get Rob Dew's take on it after Paul Watson leaves us so we can get his next story filed. Do you guys have Rod Serling ready? Let's go ahead and roll Rod Serling. Here it is. Yeah, no, you guys had played it out. Go back to the beginning of Rod Serling. We're going to get him on air. You're listening to the Alex Show. Okay, here's Rod Serling. We're going to play that clip. And then we're going to go back into the agenda and the other stuff. No, but that's fine, though. We're going to play it. So stop the music. Cue it back up to the Rod Serling intro. And because I liked it. I liked hearing it coming into Rod Serling. And we had two bumpers playing, which is great. This is live. This is awesome. For good luck, we're going to play Rod Serling. So we just stop the computer, and then we cue up Rod Serling, and we play it. So now an obsessive compulsive thing I absolutely must have. Oh, boy.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, that is beautiful. I had to hear that. I mean, it's bad luck to have Rod Serling start and then cut him off. That's the only person I want to interrupt. Okay. All right, going back to the crew here, I've got some other points I want to make, but before I get into my other notes I haven't covered yet, and there's more breaking, Paul Watson, any comments on what we're seeing and how historical this is?
Alex, it's completely historic. It's the biggest protest against Bilderberg ever. They fear the spotlight. That's what we're giving them. And people don't understand the extent to which people go. I mean, you were talking to some sniveling mainstream media journalist earlier who was saying, oh, what do you get out of this? What do we get out of this? I mean, people spend thousands of dollars. They get 2 hours sleep a night. Yeah, it's fun, but it's damn hard work, and we're doing what we can because the mainstream media refuses to cover it. So don't put it back on us. Let's point the finger at the real criminals.
Well, that's right. What do we get out of this? Yeah, I mean, Tucker Carlson sends people down here. I mean, I agree with you. What do we get out of this? We get freedom. We get our Second Amendment. We don't have drones looking through our back bedrooms. We don't have government saying what size toilet we can have. Mayor Bloomberg saying you can't have over a 12-ounce drink now. And again, the sugar is not good, but it's the GMO that's really killing us. They're like, everybody's starting to die. Ban sugar. Ban big Cokes. What about the mercury and stuff that's in those Cokes? Ban big coffees? Ban salt? Tell us the light bulbs and toilets. We can have home inspections. They ban free speech in Australia. $1.1 million fines if you criticize the carbon tax. Checkpoints everywhere. TSA going down our pants. Have you looked around? Tyranny isn't funny. And I was shocked. I thought it was like Wonka or something because they, you know, like the Democrats have had really stupid questions. And these guys are like, Alex Jones, you're making a lot of money off this, aren't you? And I looked at the guy and I said, yeah, we've been successful. We're trying to build a media organization. We're trying to build something to counter the globalist. I mean, I believe in what I'm saying. I don't want a world government. I don't want a new world order. The Bilderberg is real. And they're like, oh, yeah, they were so powerful. Why are you allowed to protest? I mean, it's just, it's like you're the libertarian big guys. You're supposedly Tucker Carlson. I remember Adam Kokesh with Adam versus the Man back during the Iowa caucuses. They come up and start talking to him, and he looks at him and goes, you're with Alex Jones. He's bleeping scary and starts cussing. And they're like, no, we're not with Alex Jones. And he just starts freaking out and blowing up. And if they're still here, I'll talk to them now. I just gotten here, and they're like shoving a camera in my face. And I'm like, I'm here exposing a global mafia that openly says the UN's going to run our military. Now the Secretary of Defense is telling Congress that. The world government is openly being announced, and there's some sniveling Tucker Carlson people with effeminate disgust frothing in my face with real, palpable, shaking anger. And I'm like, I'm mad at the Bilderberg Group, but not even as mad as you are at me. You're just mad because you're a bunch of cynical establishment, fake left-right paradigm suck-ups who see libertarian freedom as a market. and you're mad that we're bigger than you, and you're obsessed with money, so you're like, I bet you're making a lot of money. Yeah, you know what, folks? We do need to be strong. We need to hire more reporters. We need to if people actually spent their money and bought nothing but organic and spent their money and bought more guns as they're doing, we would defeat these people just by the checkmate of hundreds of millions of guns getting purchased in the last 10 years. I mean, we are winning. Liberty is still popular. That's why they want to shut down the free market, because if people start funding liberty with their purchases and with their word of mouth, it's over. We've got people power. The globalists want a mega monopoly over media, over money, over energy to shut us down so that we can't struggle. And they're trying to get the vice grips, the straitjacket on us now. They're trying to put the chains on us. But we woke up, we're saying, you're not putting those chains on me. And they're like, how dare you not want to put chains on yourself? How much money are you making out of this? They want to change the subject. They're desperate. They said none of this existed. But the minute robber barons who want to be little media people like Tucker Carlson aren't able to co-op the liberty movement and aren't able to co-op Ron Paul as they've tried to do, they fail, and they fail miserably. And the truth is, the people are waking up from across the political spectrum, and they know the truth, and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Paul Watson, continue.
And it's the same on the left. I mean, it's like Lawrence O'Donnell says to Luke Radowski, well, the Bilderberg Group, I've never heard it, therefore it must not have any significance whatsoever. Just because him and his sneering arrogance doesn't even know what it is, that must render it automatically obsolete. So he gets the same on the fake right with a, you know, conservative Tucker Carlson, same on the fake left. And I just applaud all the people who are there, because they've gone through the stress, the hassle, they've spent thousands of dollars. And it's a slog. It's hard work, I know, because I did it last year. So I applaud everyone.
Yeah, but
everyone.
It's exactly. But it's not just that. It's not just that. It's not just that they asked me sarcastic and mean questions. It was the demonic. It's not even. It's an insult to women. It wasn't effeminate. It was that. It was that metrosexual type male who is like, it's like they're demons. They recognize that we're not demons. They're like, we'll get you from the gates of hell. You know, and like, no wonder Tucker Carlson's scared, because they know we're not demons. He's like, he's scary. Because, I mean, you know, it's like, we see them. We see you. Hello, my little friend. Mama don't like tattletales. Yeah. I've come here to do two things. That's kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, Alex, I notice a lot of people out there have their sunglasses on so they can see, and we know that they live right now. And I think it's deplorable.
Exactly. And that was a little, Tucker Carlson's little turd that was out here.
Totally.
Was a little Bilderberg bottom feeder.
How many no big contracts?
Was shaking with hatred. Was just
was it Carlson or one of his minions?
No, literally. Yes, I'm crazy, dear. So many sweet children out here with their parents. All right, I'm over here doing Tucker Carlson minion imitations.
Well, and it's ridiculous. They try to get you right as you walk up, and they want to ask you those types of questions and turn the focus on how much money you're making off of this. Yeah, this is a money-making operation, but you know what? There's no corporate sponsorship going on here. There's nobody above Alex Jones. Alex Jones is where the buck stops, and he's out there in the field right now making stuff happen.
Exactly. They want to change the subject as if ABC and MSNBC with the Lockheed Martin funding and General Electric. Again, it's ridiculous. I just laugh at them. So, again, I haven't even the last few days plugged any products here. I'm glad they reminded us. Folks, fill our gas tank, buy books, videos.
We got a shot over here.
PrisonPlanet.tv. They absolutely hate it. Tucker Carlson cannot stand that InfoWars. It's like eight times bigger than his website. They cannot stand it. God bless you, Webster Tarpley. I want to interview Tarpley here in a moment. Okay. Lord Tarpley, the supreme leader.
It's Alexis.
All right, come on over here. Let's get you over. You're a little too trendy to talk to me these days.
Huh?
I want to do radio like this all the time. This is awesome. Just wandering around with patriots everywhere that love liberty. This is awesome. Yeah. Feels good. Come on, Tarpley. You just energize me.
I lost my voice.
Oh, it's all right. Get over here.
Okay.
I have the grand brain bug right here with me.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were going to lay off.
Come on.
Can we go in the shade?
Yes, your lordship.
The ticks.
Anyways,
we'll fight this, man.
We tease Tarpley all the time and call him Lord Tarpley. Hey, I'll take you out to dinner tonight, buddy.
Thank you. I'm not sure. My wife is nearby.
Oh, I'll take her with you.
Well, let's see. Maybe it's possible.
I'm trendy enough for your wife to eat with me.
Yes, in principle, absolutely.
I'm joking. Anyways, hey, incredible rout of the globalists. They are running scared, buddy. They were going to call in a bomb threat until we discovered it. All right, Webster, here's the microphone right here. I want to...
That's a good shot, Alex, right there. If Aaron backs up a little bit, that's a good shot.
Coming back in just a minute.
Yeah, back up a little bit, and you'll have a good shot, they say. We're directing everything here on the air. Tarpley, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Here, I'm going to put the headset on you. I'm going to put the headset on you, and then you ask me. I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay.
What do you think of this big event here we're having?
Well, it's useful. Man, it is loud, huh? I mean, that's a little bit less loud.
No, I'm partially deaf, Tarpley. Okay. Just enjoy it. No. We've got to get everything tuned just right for Tarpley. How do you turn this down, Richard?
I have to get in my backpack.
You cannot turn it down. Okay, here. You don't have to hear it. Here, hold it up to the microphone. Enough.
Great.
Lord Tarpley.
Go ahead. Okay.
Worldwide transmission. Go ahead.
Look, the Bilderberg... Bilderberg Group...
It is not a Cobra. It won't bite you. Here you go.
It's 58 years old now. And... these are the Atlanticists, right? This is basically the civil society of the NATO alliance. And it was started by the Nazi prince, Bernard of Holland, who was an official member of the SA and the SS. And he was joined then by others. His close friend, of course, Prince Philip of Britain, the guy who wants to come back and kill people in the form of a deadly virus. And over the years, you get a certain amount of European feudal aristocracy. You get... bankers, you get finance oligarchs, financiers, right? This is the essence of the problem of the world. A private network that controls governments. That's the human condition. A private network of bankers. And of course, you don't want to go for the cape, you want to go for the matador. And the matador is the private network that controls governments, right? Because we've got, so far as I know, we've got the Chancellor of Austria, Faymann, is here, right? We had the Austrian television people came.
The big Canadian premier?
Well, she's the prime minister of the state of Alberta, right? She's a global warming freak. Who else? We had some funny cases here, right? Somebody said he saw a wheelchair. That must be Kissinger. Somebody said, no, that was the David Rockefeller wheelchair. Somebody said, I saw Madeleine Albright. And somebody said, that wasn't Madeleine Albright. That was the cleaning lady going in for her shift. Some people are obsessed with the idea that Jay Rockefeller is going to be here. Others are think that Robert Rubin lives here. I don't know about this stuff.
Well, Bernanke shows up a lot.
Fine.
Have you heard the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are merging their banking dynasty?
Yeah, fine. At some level, they're...
No, that's big news today.
Well, yeah, fine.
And Bloomberg's banning Cokes.
Fine. You can't go chasing after every little thing that happens, right? You got to have own strategy.
The limos are coming in. We're going to go yell at them. But okay, listen, let's fine. Go a lot. But I mean, continue. What do you make of Bilderberg?
Well, this is not what it was in the sense that there was a time in the 50s when this was, it represented, you know, most of the world except maybe for Japan, which was in the process of rebuilding. Right now, NATO...
Carl, we got to come back to you. Stay with us. The scum is arriving. Fine. Come with us. Come with us. Come with us, brave lad. All right, there's Webster Tarpley. Yeah, the limos are coming in. They're getting stuck up at the front. The police are getting mad. Hold on. Hey, Tarpley, come here.
Globalist scum arriving right now at Bilderberg.
The show's over in 10 minutes, but I'm going to go into overdrive with the internet streams at Infowars.com, so stay with us, all right?
It would be good to get a chair.
Yeah, okay, well, they made us get our car out of here. Hey, where's your wife? I'd like to meet her. I know we're on the air, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
If we let this get out of hand, this is going to be hell.
What is?
This is the Bilderbergers, you know.
Oh, they're the enemy. They're the absolute enemy. It's like Tarpley said, it's the Venetian black nobility control system. Again, a bunch of Bilder slimes are coming in right now off their jets. This is it. This is good. You're going down, criminal scum! I need my bullhorn.
Oh, there you go.
The elixir. Yeah, skip the break. A jet load of turds is coming in. Excuse me. I know it's a family show. I apologize. I'm out here in the heat. I'm getting a little wild.
You should be getting wild.
Globalist slime bags that put the poison in our water makes me want to throw up.
Exactly. These people are trying to kill us.
Poor Tarpley. I was getting him in an interview, and now he's running off.
He's in.
Hey, Webster. You can go sit over there in the shade. Where is Jacobson? I haven't seen him all day.
You got to keep going. You got to keep moving.
Finally, I got you.
Oh, we got to move across? All right. Come on over here. We'll do the interview.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Finally, I can reach you, sir. I was following you all the time. I sent you emails.
Oh, great. Well, we should do an interview over here. I'm off the radio in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Let's go here.
Yeah, but I got to bullhorn them when they come by.
Hey, Alex, I found an interesting name on the list from Russia.
Really? We got a Ruski on there?
Yeah, Garry Kasparov, the chess champion. Right there.
Are you getting the bankers over here?
Yeah. For his bank TV.
Yes, sir.
That's why we are here today, sir.
Why are we here today? You take over?
Yeah, I'll take over. So anyway, Garry Kasparov, the chess champion, is also chairman of the United Civil Front of Russia. And at first, I didn't believe it was the chess champion. And I looked it up with, you know, adding United Civil Front on there. And there he is. You know, he 2005, he ended his
That's
chess
interesting,
career.
Isn't it?
Now, what was that, Paul?
He's anti-Putin, given the fact they're talking about Russia. He's a political opponent of Vladimir Putin.
Well, there you go. That can make sense that they're positioning him to come in. He's got name recognition to maybe come in and oust Putin at some point, because they tried an invasion during Bush's term with Dick
right,
Cheney
exactly.
leading that.
They've tried the color revolution as well, haven't they?
Exactly. And now they're picking people up for, I guess, spitting on portraits of Putin or any kind of protest now. They're grabbing people and throwing them in jail. So it's definitely the same old Russia that we remember back in the 80s with the Cold War. Here's an interesting one. Britt Harris, CIO of Teacher Retirement Systems of Texas. I wonder what they're planning on doing with the teacher retirement system. You know, everybody that's a teacher here that I know, my wife works at a high school. And everybody that's a teacher here, they love their retirement. It's all they talk about is their retirement. And so this could be some way, you know, they're looking to maybe take some of that money because it's very lucrative. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm going to look up and see how much that is.
Retirement age and like they've done in Europe, possibly.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Have the teachers work until they're 80 because it's not a out in the sun type of job. And then when they go to collect, it won't be there. And that's what I keep telling my wife. I say, you got to be careful. Be sure you diversify because it may not be there when you go to collect.
Completely.
Yeah. Teacher Retirement System of Texas.
There's a lot of newbies on there from what I can see. I'm going to have to go through the whole list.
There are. It's some interesting stuff. I was surprised to see the chess champion on there. Jessica T. Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We know that, let's see, she is right there. If you watched the piece we did on Charlotte Iserby, when they first formed the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, one of the first things they did was write a letter to Woodrow Wilson telling him not to end the war too early. Does that sound like international peace?
Carnegie Institute's always pushing war. Same with Brookings Institute, they're represented at Bilderberg. They've been pushing the attack on Syria.
That's just an example of hiding in plain sight. We create something called the Endowment for International Peace, yet we are pushing for war, and we have a direct line into the president during World War I, telling him to continue the war, not to stop it too early, because we need to make changes in America. And the changes they were talking about were changing us from a more of an independent nation to a collectivist nation. And you can see that's where we're at now. That's why we have jackbooted thugs everywhere and pot-bellied pedophile TSA agents groping us.
Yeah, while pastors are getting thrown in jail for saying spank your kids to discipline them.
We covered that last night on the InfoWars Nightly News. And tonight, Mike Adams will be there. And also, I guess we're going to be going live. Looks like there's somebody taking a cab. Must be one of the poor billionaires going in today. Let's see. Did you cover John Kerry's going to be there?
Yeah, covered John Kerry. Of course, Edwards was picked as his running mate by Bilderberg. So,
right. By Johnson.
Violating the Logan Act.
By James A. Johnson.
Violating the Logan Act.
We call James A. Johnson the vice kingmaker because he seems to be the one that picks out these vice presidents all the time. And he'll probably be picking out this year's.
Guys, go to me in just a minute.
Okay. Who's another one? Here's another one from California, CEO of Palantir Technologies. If you don't know from The Lord of the Rings, the Palantir was the all-seeing eye, and his name is Alexander Karp. Interesting. He formed his company with people from PayPal, and there was something else. I had something up on them. PayPal and Stanford computer scientists. So these guys are definitely, and they have two products, Palantir Government and Palantir Finance. Basically, they're a think tank, and they help people do things with their money, mega billionaires. So they're there either putting people together or making their own network so they can, you know, keep their chokehold grip on the world economy. As you can see, it's imploding right now, and I think they're very happy about that. They're trying to control that implosion. Dick Gephardt. He was a former presidential candidate at one time.
Do you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah, we're ready to go to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, and I didn't think I was talking to you on air. I've been talking to the other guys for like 3-4 minutes. I didn't know they heard me. I guess they just put me on air.
We heard you when you said you wanted to go to you soon. Go ahead if you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want us to keep talking?
I don't even remember what I wanted to say now. The point is I just wanted to commend everybody that's out here and spend all this time and money to get out here. It's just amazing that all of this is going on.
The people's media, Alex.
Do what?
This is the people's media right here in action. People coming together
that's
and
really
reporting.
What it's called. That's really what it is. We really are. People always ask, what are you? We're the people's media.
Yeah.
And that's why there's such disdain by these media people, the mainstream and also the so-called alternative, like the caller people.
Those bow tie media.
They just absolutely hate this country.
Yeah,
and they'll cover just enough of the New World Order and say it's Obama, but they'll never get into how the Republicans are controlled by the very same thing. I mean, the power structure is really scared this country may wake up. I'm gonna commend the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute all of you here in defiance of this tyranny. And more people from across. Oh, thank you. The lady just gave me a gold coin. You're very sweet. I can't take that. You're very sweet. All right, brother. Well, thank you. Listen, all I can say is that it is so magic what's happening here. All over the world, the people are waking up to the private corporate mafia known as the Bilderberg Group that is overthrowing our country. The Bilderberg Group openly now says that our military is run by the UN and NATO. They're openly announcing world government. They are the enemy of this country. And more, we are identifying them. The answer to their 1984 system is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's amazing. Now, when I get off air here in a few minutes, we're going to do some live streams, and I'm going to address the Bilderberg crud. But they'll be arriving over the next 3 hours. This is the big thick of it. Did anybody recognize the scum in those limos we saw coming in?
I got shots in every single one, right in their window.
Good, good. And you're the folks with the Intel Hub, right? Oh, yeah, I interviewed you once on the radio. Good to see you, buddy. Yeah, that's super exciting. And we're going to do a lot of live streams out here tonight, and I'm going to try to interview Tarpley. It's just they started driving in. Is Webster Lever, is he sitting off in the shade? Because we're going to go interview him with live streams as soon as the show ends, and then we're going to come back and do more. Paul Watson, crew, you guys have done an exemplary job. This has been total transparency media as well. Everybody's seeing the behind the scenes with live video streams at Infowars.com. The big Bilderberg list is up on the site. Infowars.com is leading the coverage worldwide with DrudgeReport.com knocking down the big door for us, along with the Washington Times and WorldNetDaily.com and everybody else. Look, they're smart at the Washington Times. They're smart at WorldNet Daily. They understand the people know about this. Of course, WorldNet Daily's been covering it for a long time. Drudge has been covering it for a long time. I mean, this is really happening. Looks like more cars are about to come in. Again, somebody just gave me like a quarter ounce of gold here. I didn't even have a chance to thank them because I'm on the radio. It's all right. I'll go thank them after the deal.
Hey, Alex, I have an idea. I think we could get people to take this list, since we published it on Infowars.com, take this list and take one person on it and do a profile, send it in to writers at Infowars with links to what you've written up, and let's start putting this up here. Let's get more information out on these people and let's connect the dots, because that's the only way we're going to do it is if we do it ourselves. We can't wait for anybody else to do it.
I totally agree with you, and we're going to be going to break here, and I guess coming up, we're going to be coming back with one of the, I guess we better just go into overdrive here, ladies and gentlemen. Overdrive coming up right now. We're going to let Paul Watson get out of here so he can file another report right now. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, and we are here with Free Humanity with the People's Media. Stay with us and get the word out about this.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in overdrive here in Chantilly, Virginia, and I'm posing for photos and stuff with great families and people out here that love liberty and want to resist tyranny. I cannot express to you enough, if you live on the East Coast or the Midwest, wherever, get in your car now, get here, and get this out on your email, your Facebook, everywhere, call into talk radio, get this information out to everybody. Now is the time. I'll be off in a minute, bro. We can take a better picture. Now is the time to get here. This is the criminals. This is the scum. These are the people doing all this. These are the people destroying our liberties. These are the people standardizing systems of control and then deploying it to our local areas. Now is the time to get to Virginia.
How many people are there, Alex, right now?
It's time to get to Chantilly. What's that, dude?
How many people are there right now?
Oh, about 200 on this side and 100 on the other, about 300. But I didn't even expect half of this early.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think by tomorrow night and Saturday, when everybody can get here, it's going to be huge. Folks, don't wait for orders from headquarters. You want to confront the real deal? You want to get out here as citizen journalists and expose the real deal? This is it. And then Sunday morning and afternoon, when a lot of them leave, some leave Monday morning, most leave Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be here through Sunday evening. I want to see everybody here. Help us get this out. We've gone so far with this. It is so exciting. And just until a few days ago, I was still having debates with people. They're like, oh, they're not really meeting in Chantilly. That's disinfo. And they had disinfo groups out saying it wasn't really going to be here, hoping you wouldn't come. So, again, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Bilderberg 2012. This is the people hijacking our country, a corporate takeover. This is the infiltration. These people are the enemies, and we are exposing the enemies of this country. So, again, I want to commend everybody at the InfoWars team and the listeners and supporters and everybody that is out here. This is nothing less than amazing what's unfolding here today. Richard, you got any comments?
I'll tell you what, it's awesome to see these people out here, and absolutely, Bilderberg has to really be upset about what's going on because, like I've said in the past, they are going to be exposed bigger and badder than ever this time around.
Well said, Richard.
I think it's beautiful that we see people peacefully protesting tyranny. This is where it's at right now, and I hope it just continues. I hope you guys double in size tomorrow and then double in size again on Saturday, and that is going to bring out the lamestream media. They will finally show up and rear their ugly heads, probably with more Tucker Carlson wannabes in their bow ties, asking stupid questions.
Well, listen, I agree with you. One final point. It's almost better when the mainstream corporate press doesn't cover it because it just further discredits them, and everybody worldwide is seeing this. And that's why the mainstream media, the old stream, devil stream, death stream media, the Seth stream media, the Decepticon media, is so upset because they don't have a monopoly anymore, and we're kicking their butt on every level. This is so exciting what's unfolding right now.
It's the lame duck media. I think you guys are doing great, folks, out there.
Hammer this out. The photos, the videos at InfoWars.com, the list, the articles, all of it. What's happening? Get it out to everybody. This is big. We're going to be broadcasting out here for 3 hours tomorrow live. I'll be live streaming tonight. It'll be at InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Click on the right-hand side of that green link that says Bilderberg 2012. This is big. Get the word out on this on every front. This is really upsetting the power structure that all these old bankers and New World Order people are meeting in secret with their bought and paid for globalist trader, collaborator, bankers and government heads, violating the Logan Act, violating federal law. We are here. This is awesome. Everybody, get here now. Get here now. This is going to be huge. I predict 1,000 people peak. And if you go crazy and get the word out, we can get 10,000 out here. And believe me, that's not what they want. And also call the corporate whore media and let them know that you know they're covering it up. And call local talk radio in Virginia and tell their listeners to come out here as well if they don't like the UN and the New World Order.
The fight is in Chantilly, people. Get out there now. It's InfoWars.com. You can go there for Bilderberg breaking news, live video from Bilderberg. Watch the stream, spread them around.
Yeah.
Let's make this revolution happen right now, right today. Occupy people's Bilderberg. Media. That's right. The people's media. We're going to take it back because we're sick and tired of you.
1776.
We're sick and tired of the globalists.
Big boil downs.